The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
District 7A basketball is what cold January Friday nights are all about. And we're here in Joe Sims' gym for a pair of cage contests that will go a long way towards determining the conference standings. Seventh-year head coach Matt Walker leads his 14-4 Lady Dogs into the fray, seeking to bounce back from Tuesday night's loss to York Institute. But redemption will be hard to find against 46th-year head coach Lamar Rogers and the 16-4 Clark Range Lady Buffaloes, who are determined to not replicate their disappointing season from a year ago. In boys action, second-year head coach Jermaine McElmain has his 5-17 Buffaloes stampeding into the Salina tonight on a two-game win streak. Well, they'll try to trample 23-year veteran Rob Edwards and his 13-3 Mighty Dogs. It's time for the season's first showdown between Clay County and Clark Range.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee builds your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, you get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the Carquest pregame show in our third broadcast of this basketball season. For the second time this year, we're high atop the visiting bleachers of Joe Sims Gym looking down on Rob Edwards Court. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the games tonight. Joining me later will be former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. Here now is the authority on local sports coverage, the acclaimed Thomas Weaver.
Well, nice introduction, Daniel, as always. I had to take that one in for a minute.
Well, it's true. You are the authority on local sports coverage.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but I try. Two in a row here at home, Daniel, just like you said. I could get used to this.
Yeah. The only bad part about it is I take full opportunity to come in late, so I rolled in about 2 minutes prior to going live, and I know that makes you nervous, but we made it.
Hey, we're here, and I'm excited to continue our District 7A showcase coverage tonight. And we're finding out this league is tough, night in and night out on both sides, and I expect tonight to be no exception with two good Clark Range teams coming in here.
Yeah, the boys, you know, they're the ones that are a little behind. They're 5-17, but they beat Red Bull another night. They lost a close game, I think, to a strong Gordonsville boys team. So, yeah, it's a small district, only five teams. Thomas, like you said, number five can beat number one any night.
Yeah, and you talked about the boys. They're heavily favored, expected to win. But you never know in this league, like you say. And this girls' matchup, it's an AP top 10 showdown again, Daniel.
And it's for the top of this district. Both teams early lead, 2-0 tied at the top. Winner is going to have the sole lead in District 7A.
We wouldn't be here getting ready for this District 7A showdown without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. Folks, let them know how much you appreciate them getting on board with us year after year to make this possible. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Dale Holland Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. And go ahead, if you haven't, get this week's newspaper. It's got a special section covering all basketball in Clay County, including Hermitage Springs, Salina K-8. We've got a lot of good young teams out there, too, Daniel.
We do. The future's looking bright until they're having good seasons. We'll talk about that on the local sports lowdown as well coming up in halftime of this girls' game.
Sounds good. Folks, up next, we do an each broadcast of the pregame show. We'll talk about Clay County's most recent games in our Dale Holla Horizon recap segment. So stay with us for more of the Carquest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the Carquest pregame show, and where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Holla Horizon recap segment. But since the paper won't be out until after the weekend, we'll just summarize what will appear in print about Clay County's home games with York. The Lady Docs fell to a hot shooting and highly talented Lady Dragon team for a second time this season by a score of 30-55. Despite a barrage from behind the arc from York, Clay County did stay within striking distance most of the contest before the Lady Dragons, who looked like the favorite to win it all in Class 2A, put the game away midway through the third. The only Lady Dog in double digits was Abby Head with 14. Hallie Buford added 8. Riley Burchett, Madison Hayes, Lacey Wicks, and Izzy Hale all had 2 points apiece, Daniel. And like I said, you and Coach Sim said after that one, good learning experience for these girls. Tonight we're going to find out what they've learned and how well they respond.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a quick thought on that York game. Anytime you're playing a dynamic scorer and player like Reese Beatty, their sophomore star, the game plan is always to neutralize her. I think we did a pretty good job of that. Now, Amy Crabtree stepped up and hit 6 3-pointers, and more power to her. But I think the main goal of slowing down Beatty was successful.
Yeah, I agree. On the flip side, the Dogs avenged their early season loss to the Dragons with an impressive 59-47 win over the team from Jamestown, thanks to a career night from Alec Kerr and double figures from both Keaton Arms and Nate Adams. Clay County trailed the majority of the contest before Kerr, who buried 5 threes in that one, nailed one from deep to give his team a lead midway through the final frame. He then paced the Dogs in a 9-0 run to close out the 12-point victory. Alec Kerr finished with 23, Adams 11, Arms 10. John Hamilton added 6, Jimmy Burchett 5. Lance Burchett and Wyatt Browning had 2. Daniel, that could be a kind of one of those season-defining wins, I think, for the Bulldogs.
I think it is, too, because we know these kids, they don't need much of a confidence boost to believe. They got that. They're our first time in 4 games that we had beaten the York Dragons. So for them to do that, they're really believing now, strong 13-3 record. The rest of the Upper Cumberland better look out.
I agree. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in next week's Del Hollow Horizon newspaper. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Clark Range here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Time out for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. On Tuesday night, it was Redbone Springs losing to Clark Range 66-77. Also, Tuesday night action saw Pickett County beat Gordonsville 44-41. Clay County losing to York 30-55. Then last night on Thursday, Clark Range traveled and beat Wartburg 65-20. And then a pair of District 7 AAA games. I had Coach Sims pick. It was Upperman beating Cumberland County 41-25. He was right on that one. And then kind of a toss-up between a strong White County team as they lost to a strong Livingston Academy team 45-55. Those two teams probably will be meeting in the postseason as well, I'd say. Maybe a district championship game between them.
Possibly.
Of course, Upperman will have something to say.
Yeah, there's three or four still. There's going to always be three or four really good teams in that district, as long as it stays like it is.
Yeah, very similar to District 7A, right?
Yeah, maybe even more so.
Yeah. Tonight's action, 11-7 Red Bull and Springs hosting 13-5 Pickett County. Pick that one for us, Coach. Red Bull and Springs hosting Pickett County Girls.
I'm going to pick Pickett. I may lose that one, too, but Pickett had a hard time at Gordsville tonight. I think they were behind most of the game. Ended up winning by three, but I just feel like they got a little better team, so we'll see.
14-4 Clay County, of course, hosting 16-4 Clark Range. About to call that one. And 6-13 Gordonsville girls are idle tonight. Current District 7A standings, two teams at the top with 2-0 district records, and they're in front of us here. Clay County and Clark Range. Pickett County sits at third at 1-1. Red Bull and Springs sits in fourth place at 1-2. And the Gordonsville Lady Tigers, fifth place at 0-3. Girls 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it ain't paying rent, they'll get rid of it. Time now to go ahead and transition into Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Big game here tonight. Obviously, Coach Amal Rogers, 46th season. Coach Sims, you were down there talking to him before the game. What's it take for 7th-year head coach Matt Walker to best the Wiley veteran tonight here?
Well, I think if we just play our game, not turn it over, I think we'll win. You know, I don't think we got to pull anything spectacular. They're basically the same team they had last year. I think he had one girl to quit, but he did say he had a transfer from Monterey, maybe an eighth grader that was a freshman now that's helping them some. But, it's hard to look at scores, but I feel like, you know, other than that York game, other than that, you know, we've been playing pretty well, so I feel like our chances are good.
Well, I feel like it as well, Thomas. And you're thinking, you know these girls pretty well yourself. What's your thoughts on them being able to come out against a good team and get over that hangover from Tuesday night's loss?
Well, like I said, I think it's about responding here tonight. I think they'll come out with a little chip on their shoulder and kind of want to prove a point that they're better than what they showed against the Lady Dragons. Don't you think?
I hope so, because we sure didn't look like much other night. But that's like I said after the game. York's defense made us look like that. They are really good. You know, me and Lamar were talking, and I hadn't said a word about it. He said, yeah, they're really good defenses. And I said, yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
I think 26 turnovers, what they created that night. Folks, that has been Tipsy's final take. Sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the national anthem here at Joe Sims Gym. We'll be right back.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live inside Joe Sims Gym on Horizon Sports Network. Huge District 7A showdown picks to take place between the Clay County Lady Bulldogs and the visiting Clark Range Lady Buffaloes. It's time now for the State Farm Girls starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. We'll start with the visiting team, the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes. Tonight they wear their yellow travel jerseys, blue numerals on them, trimmed in white. their coach, Lamar Rogers. Everybody knows him. 46 season overall, 1,303 wins to 293 losses, ranks third nationally all time amongst girls high school basketball coaches in wins. 16-4 record this year, 2-0 in district play. Starting four, Clark Range, a junior, number one, Addie Stowers, a sophomore, number 12, Chloe Rogers, a senior, number 22, Maddie Bush, a sophomore, number 55, Katie Hopkins, and a senior, number 35, Casey Sales. The Clay County Bulldogs tonight, of course, they are the home team. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. Their head coach, Matt Walker, seventh season overall, 144 wins to 66 losses, a strong 14-4 record this season, 2-0 in district play. This game is for the lead in District 7A. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 2, Bella Ashlock, a senior, number 10, Abby Head, a junior, number 21, Hallie Buford, a senior, number 23, Riley Burchett, and a senior, number 40, Izzy Hale. The State Farm Girls starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. These teams met twice last season. They split those games. The Lady Buffaloes won in Clark Range, 58-64. The Lady Dogs won here in Salina, 49-36. That does give Clay County a one-game series win streak here in this series. Prior to that, the longest win streak, at least going back to the 87 season, three games in a row, the most we've been able to string together as far as wins go against Clark Range. That's happened three different times. We'll talk more about the history as we go through the broadcast. It's time now to get this one on. Bella Ashlock steps in against Maddie Bush. Bush controls the tip. And the Lady Buffaloes have first opportunity. They work at the hoop to our right during this first half of play. Clay County will work at the hoop to our left. I believe that sophomore Chloe Rogers out top running the point here. No, she's off in the corner. That's Bush with it. Bush, jump shot, right elbow, no good. Rebound Hale. Bella Ashlock back on the floor, Coach. She set out last game on Tuesday. Nice to have her back.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, she always helps.
Abby Head with it out top. Surveys the defense, gives to Ashlock in the corner. Back out to Buford, swinging around the perimeter. Inside pass to Ashlock, and she already shows she's going to make an impact. Scores the first 2 points of the game, does junior Bella Ashlock on a good set play.
Got a nice pass down inside the paint there, and a good start for Clay County.
Sales with it out top for the Lady Buffs. They swing it around now to Rogers at left wing. She's defended by Burgett. Handed back to Stowers. Now Bush. Now Rogers again. Only one player in the paint. That's Hopkins, number 55. She's working against Izzy Hale. The other four Lady Buffaloes on the perimeter. Coach Rogers sends in the new offensive set. Players start to execute. Bush out top. Eyes a three. Passes on it. Gives to Sales. Now back out top to Bush. Drives the left side. Kicks to Rogers. Inside move. Hopkins now with it. She's aggressive to the hoop. Going to draw a foul and go to the line.
Evidently, they don't want to shoot the three through the back because they've turned down a few looks already.
Burchett picks up her first personal of the contest. Hopkins at the line to shoot two. First one's away and good. Katie Hopkins, the sophomore, I believe she is the transfer, was not there. Now, they had another starter that was a junior last year, Schott was her last name. I think maybe Lauren Schott. She transferred out, and Hopkins, I understand, comes in, I believe.
And he had one that quit after the season started.
It may have been the one I'm talking about then.
Schott.
Yeah.
Schott's still on the roster I got from Mr. Gary Clark last Tuesday night. So
she may have been the one that quit then. Okay.
Yeah.
Clay County back with it. Burchett inside. Clay County up 4-1. Hopkins hit the first free throw, missed the second. That's what's created this 4-1 score. 5:55 and ticking here in this first quarter.
You know, to me, that's one weakness that Clark Range has in the post down there.
Yeah,
I think we can take advantage of that.
We should be able to. Once they just start doubling and tripling, then it should open up outside if they did that.
Bush with it. Gives off to Rogers. She kicks cross court into the corner into the hands of Sales. Now back out top, Matty Sauer's hand. Just more of the same. A lot of perimeter passing here. And as Coach Sims mentioned, a couple three-point opportunities have been there, but the Lady Buffalo's not pulling the trigger. That's a bit of a change. Traditionally, they don't care a bit to fire it from deep.
Usually, you have to get out there and guard a 5 foot past the three-point line.
Stowers with it, still on the perimeter, now back in the hands of Bush. Bush, the one of the two senior starters, her and her classmate, Casey Sales, the only two seniors on this Lady Buffalo team, a fairly young squad for Coach Rogers, and he wants a timeout after his offense has been stagnant here for the first 3 minutes of the contest at the 4:59 mark. It's Clay County 4, Clark Range 1.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust.
When there are just seconds to go.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 4-1 early in this one. One bucket each for Riley Burchett and Bella Ashlock to start.
A solid start. Clay County with a 4-1 lead. And Izzy Hale pulling down a rebound after a missed jump shot by the Lady Buffaloes. 4:45 and ticking first quarter. Ashlock free throw line kicks outside. Three-pointer by Hallie Buford, no good. Hustles for her own rebound. Gets it. Not able to save it, though. It's taken away by Stowers. Stowers across the timeline with it. Pulls up short. Kicks left to Hopkins. She drives baseline. Working against Hale. Shot's up, no good. Hale with the rebound. Already three rebounds for Izzy Hale in this one. Gives to Ashlock. Bella across the timeline looking sharp. Gives to Hale. Three-pointer from left wing. No good. Rebound Lady Buffaloes. Maddie Bush with it. Bush across the timeline. Wants to go coast to coast. Decides not to. Gives to Rogers. Three-pointer from right wing. No good. Rebound Bella Ashlock. Clark Range cold.
Well, he must have told them to start slinging it up because they ain't hesitating now. Well, they're throwing it up
and
there.
And a turnover unforced error. Pass a little too high for Buford, and it goes out of bounds. Clark Range taking back over halfway through this first quarter, 3:57 mark. Coach Sims, I saw you and Coach Rogers talking pregame there. I told Thomas here, I said, there's 70 years of head coaching experience between those two guys. And
yeah, most of his.
Of course, yeah, he's 46 for him, I think 24 for you. And you guys waged war. Now, he was strong early in your career. You were 0-17 against him to open the career. Yeah, but after that point, went 19-21, toe-to-toe for the next 12 years with him. And,
after we finally beat him once, you know, we played him about even up until I quit in 04.
Come back, got him once when you returned.
Yeah, we didn't have much luck when I came back, but we got the one that really mattered.
It was really the key to the state title, wasn't it?
Yeah, if we'd lost that one, we probably wouldn't even went to the state.
District semifinal game.
Yeah.
Thomas Upton is on the floor.
Twice that year. I mean, we blew a game up there in overtime. Then down here, he threw a junk defense at us, and my fault, we wasn't ready for it. And we didn't score enough points to win that night, but we got them when it mattered.
Sure did.
You hadn't missed much, Daniel.
Okay. Clay County back with it. Ashlock in the corner. Buford, three-pointer. Left wing? Yeah. Hallie Buford knocks it down. We mentioned on the last contest, three different Lady Dogs shooting around 45% from three. Hallie Buford, one of those ladies, going to dig for those stats. Bush with it out top for Clark Range, works into the corner to Sales. Now back out to Rogers, swings to Hopkins. A three-pointer taken and missed by Sales. Rebounded, though, by Hopkins for the Lady Buffaloes. Another opportunity. That's something so far Clay Kenny's done a good job of. Each time the Lady Buffaloes have missed, we pulled down the rebound.
Yeah, well, that one came real long. That's what happens when you shoot a bunch of threes. You never tell where they're going to go with the rebounds.
Hallie Buford coming into tonight had hit 28 of 61 three-pointers, 46% from the line. An outstanding number for Buford and an offensive foul call against Clark Range.
You know, Clay County's putting the ball in the bucket, and there's no doubt. But they've totally shut down the Lady Buffaloes in the half court down here.
Yeah, they have.
Foul goes against Tompkins, her first. Two against Clark Range now. One against Clay County. Burgett, baseline drive, reverse layup, no good. Maddie Hayes fighting for the rebound, can't pull it down. Hopkins comes away with it across the timeline, works the left side of the court, circles back out, gives up to Bush at the top of the key. She fires a three, does not find the mark. Abby Head with the rebound. The senior with it now. Going to be stopped, works through a trap. Now under pressure, a turnover. Aggressive defense by the Lady Buffaloes, very aggressive. Sales, jump shot, right block, no good. Rebound, Maddie Hayes. Hayes gives to Buford. Buford across the timeline, a 3-on-2. Burgett with it now, shakes and bakes and travels.
We're not handling transition too good. We ought to be scoring.
Lacey Wicks checking into the contest. Bella Ashlock checking out on the floor for head coach Matt Walker. Bradley Burgett, Lacey Wicks, Hallie Buford, Maddie Hayes, and Abby Head. 1:45 and ticking first quarter. Clay County 7, Clark Range 1. This is as cold a quarter as I've ever seen for the Lady Buffaloes.
Yeah, it is, but you're not seeing the Lady Dogs separate themselves much either. No, still a six-point game.
Yeah, we need to be scoring in transition and all this stuff.
Three-pointer or a long two? Long two by Chloe Rogers, the sophomore. And it's a four-point game. Clay County 7, Clark Range 3. Lady Dogs with the ball trying to build on this four-point lead. Burgett with it at left wing. Bradley going to come out top. Senior post player drives into the lane. Dishes to Hayes. Hayes good for two from wrap up. That's a good senior play.
Yeah, it is.
A nice finish by the junior from the post. Kind of drew all the attention to herself and gave it off to Maddie. Under a minute to play here in the opening quarter. Bush with it. Gives to Rogers. Shot fake. Comes back out top. Kicks over to Bush, defended by Head at right wing. Down to 40 seconds here in the quarter. Bush inside, Euro step, kicks outside to Sales. Three-pointer's good. Number 35, the senior Casey Sales, gets her first points of the contest. And we've got a single possession game here. 6-9, Clay County leading by three. A turnover? No. Burgett kept it alive in front of the Lady Buffalo bench. And a foul called on Chloe Rogers. Lacey Wiggs going to inbound from the end of the Lady Buffalo bench. 20.7 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Wiggs going to run the point. Now gives off to Head. Abby with it. Has her pocket picked. It goes out of bounds, and they say off Head's foot. 13.8 seconds left here in the quarter. Now the Lady Buffalo's with a chance to draw within one or tie, depending on shot selection. In the corner now with Sales. She just hit a three-pointer. Dishes out to Hopkins. She drives. That's actually Bush, I believe. No, Hopkins. Hopkins scores from left block. And the first quarter nearly ends. There's one-tenth of a second on the clock as a foul's called against Clark Range. Sales picks up her first personal. Clay County going to inbound, but only one-tenth of a second. Not even a chance to get a desperation shot off. First quarter ends here. Clay County, I'm glad to say, does have a lead. It's a narrow one, though. Lady Dogs 9, Lady Buffaloes 8 after 1.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org. where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Clark Range 9-8 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Briley Burchett, Bella Ashlock and Maddie Hayes all have 2 points in the first quarter, while Holly Buford has 3. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across
the hit a 3.
Salina
today. Yeah.
Bella Ashlock opens the second quarter with a big 3-pointer. Checking season totals, we see that's her 3rd on the season. She was 2 of 9 from distance coming into tonight. So she extends this Clay County lead out to 4, 12-8. Lady Buffaloes have trailed this entire contest. Rogers with it, gives to Hopkins. Hopkins has handled the ball a lot tonight for Clark Ranch.
Yeah, they're basically running a 5 out most of the time. They have got 2 in there right now.
Hopkins still with it. Works the right side against Hale. Hale doing a nice job moving her feet. Denies a clean shot, and the shot's missed. Rebound Ashlock. Bella with it. Gives off to Abby on the floor for the Lady Dogs. We do see those original 5 starters. Head gives to Hale. Hale out top. Under pressure. Kicks back to Head. Abby checks out the defense. Gives back to Izzy. Not sure what we're trying to set up here. See Burchett going over. We got a 2-0 post now. Screen set by Hale for Burchett. Ball still out top in the hands of Buford. Coach Walker talking to his girls. Crouched down in front of the bench. A near turnover. Hopkins almost stole it. Now it is stolen. Rogers stole a Hallie Buford pass that was intended for Riley Burchett. Coley Rogers with it. Pulls up. Gives to Hopkins. She fires a 3. Good. Sophomore Katie Hopkins knocks it down. You saw Izzy Hale there kind of saying, sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
And Hopkins decided to and hit it. 12-11 now the score. Clay County leads by 1. Izzy Hale, baseline jumper, good. Nice looking shot.
Yeah, good shot.
A big bucket there for the senior. 5:50 and ticking, second quarter. 14-11 the score. Clark Range with it, continuing to work their perimeter. Rogers right side. Swings back out top. Now high post to Hopkins. It's all about sophomore Hopkins tonight as she takes another shot. No good. I don't have season averages or totals on the Lady Buffaloes, but if it's going like it has tonight, she's bound to be the leading scorer.
Yeah, she looks it. She started off trying to post Hale up, and then I think Coach Rogers brought her out to the perimeter, and it's been effective so far, hasn't it, Coach?
Too loud in here, Thomas. I don't think he heard you. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. We're going to go ahead and stay on air for just a moment, talk just a little bit about this series. Walker here is meeting Clark Range. As I go to my notes, Coach Walker meeting Clark Range for the 19th time in his career. 4 wins against 14 losses for him. Neutral sites, he's 1-3 against them. At home, he's an even 500, 3-3, so a pretty good chance of a win here tonight for the Lady Dogs. At Clark Range, Coach, he's 0-8. Such a hard place to go to. We'll be broadcasting from there in a couple weeks. Not a fun place to play basketball.
No, it's not. You don't know how I feel about the place.
Back to action here. Clay County with the ball. Coach Walker just wanting to talk to his girls. They've led the whole game. But he wanted to regroup on the sidelines.
Now they fixed to turn it over. The reason he called a timeout. Let's go get a 5-second call.
Foul called against Rogers, her 2nd. Head gives to Buford. Hallie at deep right wing. Back to Abby Head. Now Clark Range defensively doing a nice job. And here's another steal for him. It's Maddie Bush, the senior, across the timeline into the front court. Circles back behind the arc and gives off to Rogers. Back to Bush at left wing. She's defended by Ashlock. That's a good matchup between those two. Almost equivalents of each other in terms of length and height. Inside to Sales. Back out to Bush in the corner. She drives. Gives back to Hopkins. Hopkins fires another 3. She hit one from that spot a moment ago. This one no good. Soaring rebound by Bella Ashlock. She's looking healthy tonight, Thomas.
Yes, she is, Daniel, and affecting the game like she always does when she's in there.
Ball rolls out of bounds off of a Lady Buffalo. Fay County getting an inbound from their own baseline. Halfway through this second quarter, 11-14, the score. Clay County with a three-point lead. Of course, Clark Range famously last year getting put out in the district quarterfinals. Coach Sims, the play-in game, didn't advance to region play for perhaps the only time ever.
Since he's been there, it probably was. I don't remember not making the region, but I was there that night. I watched. They had their chances. It went over, I think, two overtimes, but Gordonsville ended up pulling it out.
Of course, Gordonsville goes on to win their region quarterfinal. We had an all-district 7A region semis last year.
Yeah.
Of course, Clay County upset by Red Bullen in the region semi last year. But it was region final. What's that?
You were talking about us.
Yeah.
It's region final.
The region final. Oh, that's right. It's the title game, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, because we both advanced on the sub-state games.
Yeah.
We survived on the road, and they got beat at home.
Right.
Well, I think it was played at Macon County, but it was
Red
Bowling.
I think it was Red Bowling. Okay.
So they are big enough to host
one
now.
It seems like if you just call down an app, they'll let you host no matter how big your gym is.
Okay. Bella Ashlock going to be sent to the line. Shooting foul, I suppose, or a 1-1 here, Thomas, was it on the floor?
Yeah, I believe it was 1-1, 17 fouls against Clark Range. But I'll tell you what I was noticing on that possession. We talk about Matty Bush and Bradley Burchett really going at it in the post down there. Fortunate either one of them didn't get a foul call on that one. A little extracurricular going on in the paint already tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Ashlock misses the front end there. Clark Range drew the rebound. I want you to look at those foul totals. Clay County, one team foul. Clark Range, seven.
Yeah.
3:45 and ticking. Second quarter. Clay County up by three, 14-11. No points in the last few moments for either squad. Matty Bush ties it up. We knew the three-pointers would start falling, and they have. 14-14 now the score. First time that this game has been tied. Buford with it. Going to be taken away from her. She's fighting for it on the floor. Jump ball going to be called. So the turnover woes for the Lady Dogs continue from Tuesday night into tonight.
And tonight it's just like unforced stuff. I mean, we're getting it down the floor, then we're making bad decisions, you know, once we get there.
Clark Range taking back over. Looking for the opportunity here to take their first lead of the contest. 3:15 and ticking, second quarter, 14-14. Matty Bush with it out top, directing traffic. Hands off to Hopkins. The sophomore working against Matty Hayes gives off to the senior Sales. Now back in the hands of Rogers. She drives, a pass stolen by Ashlock. Bella's got a knack for that with her long wingspan. She brings it across the timeline, sets up, drives in, dishes off to Hayes, shot from right block, good. Nice assist and finish there between the junior classmates. Clay County back in front by two, and Maddie Hayes with her fourth point of the contest. Both of them coming from right block. Three-pointer taken by Hopkins, in and out, no good. The ball went halfway down in there and somehow bounced out. Abby Head crosses the timeline. Dishes Ashlock. Turnover. Bella could not get her hand out far enough to fully control it. Bella Ashlock going to check out. Lacey Wicks checking back in on the floor for Clay County. Lacey Wicks, Maddie Hayes, Abby Head, Bradley Burchett, and Hallie Buford. Clark Range also with some subs in. Number 10, a freshman. Sophia Sitton. Into the contest. You got that same info, Thomas?
I do.
I compiled mine off a huddle. You got yours directly from the playbook, the scorebook, rather. So any discrepancy, obviously yours is right.
Well, actually, I was given a roster by Gary last week, Tuesday night when we played Jamestown.
Oh, from WDB. Nice of him. And there he is, freshman Sophia Satin, knocking down a triple. And another turnover. Clark Range takes a one-point lead, and now they've earned the right to extend on it.
We're just killing ourselves. I mean,
Lady Buffalo's inbound. Hopkins with it at right wing, 17-16. First lead of the contest. Matty Hayes steals a Lady Buffalo pass. Clay County now back in possession. They're trailing by one. First time they've trailed here in the first half. Minute 20 in Teagan, second quarter. Winner of this contest will have the sole lead in District 7A. Both of them are tied with 2-0 conference records right now. Hayes misses her jump shot from right block, pulled down the rebound, but was tied up with it by the Lady Buffalo. Jump ball call. Waiting on something here. Coach, what's going on?
I don't know.
I think they're checking possession there. Double-checking the jump ball there.
Official Dyer, been doing this a long time. We talked about that a couple broadcasts ago. Abby head in, man. Works into Hayes. Hayes gives back to head. Abby going to set up the offense out top. Minute 5 left here in the first half of play. Bradley Burchett with it now. She's been quiet on scoring during the second quarter. Could use a big bucket from her here.
Yeah, I think she can win this matchup. She can get her posted up down there and get her the ball, Daniel. Being guarded by the smaller, I'm not sure who the player is. Wells, I think. Got a new player in on the far side over there.
I'm not sure. Is it Sales? Was it number 35, Sales?
Okay, Sales.
Either way, a turnover there. Wicks is the entry pass to her. Two wide of the mark. Lady Buffalo's back in front. And back with the ball, 17-16. A three-pointer missed by Hopkins. The Lady Buffalo rebound, though, gives them a second opportunity at points. 30 seconds and ticking here in the first half. A steal, ooh, nearly. Abby Head almost took that thing away. And now a turnover by the Lady Buffaloes. They've not done that much.
No, 17-16. That's a good, maybe a decent quarter, not a half.
25 seconds left here in the second quarter as Clay County's going to inbound. On the floor here to finish the second quarter, Ashlock, Head, Buford, Merchant, and Hayes. Abby Head across the timeline, down to 15 seconds. Clark range up by one, 17-16. Abby hands off to Hallie. Hallie under pressure, drives inside. Going to be called a jump ball. Okay. I think one official was going to call a travel, the other called a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Lady Buffaloes. They've got the last crack at it here. 7 seconds left.
Coach Rogers kind of turned up the defensive heat on Clay County, and it's working, Daniel.
Bush with it. Into the lane. 3 seconds. Layup. No good. Buzzer's going to sound. Time expires. What an exciting first half of play. It's a low-scoring affair. It's Clay County 16, Clark Range 17 after the first half.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student-athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one for their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. So don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. We're Clay County Trails Clark Range, 17-16 here at the break in Salina. It's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County jumped out to a 7-1 lead midway through the first quarter. But Clark Range fought back and only trailed by one, 9-8 at the end of the first period before they went on to outscore the Lady Bulldogs 9-7 in the second quarter to claim this one-point halftime lead for Clark Range. They've already made 4 3-pointers. In the first half, Maddie Bush has one of them for 3 points. Casey Sills, another for 3. Chloe Rogers has 2 points. Katie Hopkins has 6 points at the break to lead the Lady Buffalo. She has 1 3-pointer. And Sophia Sitton off the bench also has 3. For Clay County, being led by Bella Ashlock with 5 points. Maddie Hayes has 4. Hallie Buford, 3, with Clay County with a 3-pointer in the first quarter. Izzy Hale has 2, and Briley Burchett 2 for the Lady Bulldogs. Again, Clay County trails 17-16 in an AP Top 10 matchup of Class A teams here in Salina. So stay with us for the second half. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch until 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Time for the local sports lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Hermitage Springs 5th and 6th grade basketball. The boys team finished their season 1-7. The 5th and 6th grade girls will be playing in the James C. Hale Tournament tomorrow on the campus of Middle Tennessee Christian against Pickett County at 10:15. Hermitage Springs Junior High basketball, the Lady Wildcats and Coach Maddie Harlan ended their season with a 6-8 record after losing to Salina K-8 last night, while the Wildcats and Coach Josh Jenkins ended the year at 1-12 after dropping last night's game. Salina K-8 5th and 6th grade basketball, those teams have completed their regular seasons but will both play in the James C. Hale Tournament. The 9-3 Lady Dogs will play against South Fentrance on Monday at 3:15, while the 12-4 Bulldogs will play Monday at 2 against Waynesboro. Salina K-8 Junior High Basketball. The Junior High girls and Coach Brittany Boone beat Hermitage Springs in Salina last night to finish the year at 10-5, while Coach Marty Maxfield and the boys also won to wrap up the regular season at 6-9. There were 14 eighth graders who were honored between games last night during their last appearance in Bobby Bartlett Gym. They were cheerleader Aaliyah McGee, managers Avery Davis, Emma Wiggs, and Jimmy Villa, along with girls players Halen Garrison, Darcy Smith, Jenna Thompson, Natalie Smith, and boys players Waylon Hayes, Cage Ashley, Julian Villa, Jake Pennington, Sam Brown, and Jake Copeland. The teams will both be in the James C. Hale Tournament. The girls play Homestead at 5:45 on Thursday, and the boys play Columbia Academy on Monday at 4:30. Tyreek Key and the number 5 Tennessee Volunteers, 14-2 on the season. They beat Vanderbilt Tuesday night. They tip off tomorrow at high noon Eastern in Knoxville against the mighty Kentucky Wildcats. I know Coach Edwards said he was going to go out and watch that one, use his season tickets. Kentucky a little bit down, but what an opportunity, Coach, for Tyreek to play in those big SEC games.
Yeah, that's a dream come true for any player to, you know, of course, he had a great career at Indiana State, but, man, getting to play, you know, against all those good SEC teams, they're ranked like number 5 in the nation. I don't think you could ask for anything else. He's starting. You know, it ain't like he's up there sitting on the bench. He's starting.
That's right. That's right. Playing a huge role. Grant Strong and the 7-11 Tennessee Tech Golden Eagles, they beat Morehead State last night. They'll host Tennessee State tomorrow for a 3 o'clock tee-off in the Hooper Eblen Center. Katie Arms and the 13-4 Freed Hardman Lady Lions, they won over Lindsey Wilson last night. They host Campbellsville in a showdown tomorrow at 1. And finally, Cherokee Upton and the 5-8 Volunteer State Lady Pioneers lost on Wednesday against Jackson State, and they travel to Walter State tomorrow for a 1 o'clock tip-off. This week's local sports lowdown has been brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Bit of a delayed start to this third quarter, and I'm thankful for it. Let me wrap up that segment. Must be a clock issue.
I guess. I don't know what they're doing.
Maybe possession, it looks like. Jump ball on that end, and that means that the possession should be one way or the other, I suppose.
We do know this. The teams have switched ends of the floor for this second half of play. Clay Canyon will be shooting at the hoop on the right in front of their home bench during the second half. Clark Range will work to the hoop at our left, and now they have decided who's in possession, and it's going to be Clay County. So, Coach Sam, low scoring first half, only trailing by one. What adjustments do we need?
Well, just quit turning it over so much. You know, I don't know what we need to run to stop that. But
and here's a turnover.
That wasn't too good.
Clark Range taking it away from Clay County on the first possession of the third quarter. Maddie Bush across the timeline. 17-16 the score. Park Range up by one. Sails with it, right wing. Gives to Hopkins. Most everything has run through sophomore Katie Hopkins tonight for Clark Range. Maddie Bush is the point guard, but quite often Hopkins is the one out top with it. No post inside. Hopkins working one-on-one drive against Hale. Hale with great defense. Kind of partially blocked the shot. Ball ends up coming loose after the great defense by Easy. Picked up by Buford, give the head. Now back inside on the offensive end to Burchett. Burchett shot up, no good. But Bradley going to be fouled. Thomas, you called for the inside post to Burchett the whole first half. Now we're seeing it.
I'd go through her every trip, you know.
Well, it's not necessarily about points when you go through Burchett. You know, you play inside out through her.
Yeah.
We've seen her really improve this season, I think, about looking and finding people when she gets double team coach.
If they're not going to double team her, she can score on any of this bunch, I think.
Burchett hits her first free throw. Second one's away. Also good. She is a high percentage free throw shooter on the season. Looking at Coach Meadows' stats, we see that Burchett's a 78% shooter from that spot on the floor. Lady Buffaloes trailing by one now. Clay County led almost the entirety of the first half before Clark Range went up by one late. Hopkins adds two more down the left side of the lane. Easy Hale doing a nice job with it, though. Hopkins had to go to a lot of different tricks to get that bucket.
Yeah, she did.
Euro step, a jump stop, and an underhanded jump shot. Buford with it out top. Works against Hopkins. Into the lane. Spins. Gets to the block. Underhanded layup. No good. But she's fouled and a go to the line. Big story in the first half was the team fouls. Clay County was in the bonus because Clark Range had over seven. If I'm not mistaken, Clay County has only one foul in this game, and that was a Briley Burchett personal very early.
Yeah.
Hopkins now with three personal fouls, and that's going to hurt Clark Range if she has to sit. She comes out, number 42, sophomore Peyton Manis checks in for her after Buford hits the front end of her two free throws. Second one's away, also good. 72% on the season is Buford from the line. 100% tonight from that spot. 6 minutes and ticking, third quarter. Clay County back in front by one, just swapping the lead, Thomas.
Yeah, another three from the outside, too, and Hale clearing the boards, Daniel.
About the fifth rebound she's had tonight. Outlet pass to Burchett from Hez. Bradley under pressure, fortunately, got it back to Abby. Now to Bella. Bella out top. We've got Burchett posting up against Bush, one-on-one. They try to work to her. Burchett with it. Baseline power dribble. Layup, good. Coach, like you said, if it's one-on-one, give her a chance.
Yeah, I thought you were every trip.
Burchett now creeping up into the scoring column. Around eight now, I believe. Thomas, what about it? Is that semi-close?
6 points, 6 points. She just had two in the first half, Daniel, because she really didn't see the ball in the paint down there. Clark Ranger really doesn't have anybody, especially with Hopkins on the bench, that can guard her in the post, in my opinion.
I agree. Manis with it out top. Kicks over to Bush. Bush has been quiet, too, from a scoring standpoint. Well, I mean, the whole Lady Buff squad has. They've only got 19. We've only got 22. Everybody's been quiet on scoring. Clark Range has ended up pulling down a lot of second opportunity offensive rebounds as we've got deeper into this game, though. Ashlaw picks up her first personal of the contest. First team foul of the second half. Clark Range is going to inbound. Foul was on the floor. Bush with it. Now Chloe Rogers. Now back to Bush. Bella giving Bush some room there. Bush not wanting to pull the trigger on a three. Kind of back to that, Coach.
Yeah.
Clark Range with it. Bush penetrates. Gives it back outside. Rogers, left wing. Three-pointer. Not true. Rebound. Ashok. Bella fouled, though. Maddie Bush with the reach around. She thought she got all ball, but ended up kind of hooking Ashok's arm a little. That's Matty Bush's second burst.
Now, after two straight buckets in the paint, you're going to see Coach Rogers kind of try to speed this game up, Daniel. Turn it into a transition-type game instead of the half court with pressure.
Izzy Hale checks out. Matty Hayes checks in. Abby Head, she wants to get aggressive and pick up the pace. Coast-to-coast layup, no good, though. Rebounded by Clark Range. Sails with it. She gives off to Bush. Bush out top. Working against Ashlock. Inside pass now for Manis. Manis does not want the ball. Tries to get rid of it. Abby Head thought she had a clean steal. The ball ends up getting knocked away from her. Abby thought the ball was hit by Lady Buffalo. She allowed it to roll out of bounds. And then she was shocked when the official pointed Clark Range ball. Lady Buffalo's inbound. Bradley Burchett comes up with a steal and a foul called on Bush.
She's great on her.
It is, and she's frustrated with this one, and I personally see why. I was watching it. I didn't see the contact.
Well, she got three, and also Hopkins on the bench with three, Daniel. And it's a timeout on the floor.
Timeout taken. Clay County up by three, 22-19.
Sides. Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, halfway through this third quarter, 3:54 mark. 22-19, the score, Clay County in front. Foul called immediately, even before Ashlock could work it in.
Push off, I guess, coming out of the huddle there.
Foul called on Bridie. Second personal for her.
Again, well, I've seen a little chippiness between Burchett and Bush kind of so far in this first half here. That may have been a product of that.
Clark Range on the inbound. Bush with it out top. Works against Ashlock. Thought about a three. Decided not to. Gives off to Stowers. Addie Stowers. She's been quiet tonight.
Very.
Works off to number 35, Sales. Now back to Bush. Now, I remember Stowers. I mean, she's a scorer. She can shoot. I don't know that she's taking a shot tonight.
She has it, Daniel. And you had to credit Hallie Buford for that one. She's been pacing her all night.
I see.
There's the shot, though.
Three-pointer no good from the top of the key by Stowers. Rebound head. Across the Ashlock now. Bella's going to come across the timeline. Ashlock picks up the dribble, gives back to Abby. Coach, you were mentioning the Red Bull and Clark Range game that happened on Tuesday night as Maddie Hayes scores off right side. I think a real low halftime score, something you mentioned, at least by Red Bull, and they scored 44 points in the second half.
Yeah, it was 44-22 at halftime. They ended up 77-66.
So 33-44 points for each squad. That's a lot in the second half.
It is.
I missed Thomas, the Lady Buffalo that scored. You've got to think probably Bush or Rogers, but that's a guess. Take away, man. This takes it away from Clay County. 2.5 minute mark and ticking. Third quarter, Clay County enjoys a 3-point lead, but Clark Range with the ball. Bush out top, fires a three that could tie it up. It's wide of the mark. Rebound Matty Hayes. Matty gives to Bradley. Bradley to Bella. Ashlock across the timeline. Works right. Goes left. Shot up in the paint, no good. Hayes with the rebound, her put back in there.
Good job.
Matty Hayes now getting close to double digits. I believe 8 points on the night as we tick under 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. The junior playing good. Park Range with it. They trail now by five. Well, three-pointer taken by Rogers. No good.
Yes.
Rebound. Hallie Buford. Foul call. Addie Stowers is going to be called for the foul. And now some of the black, purple, and gold faithful that have assembled here in Joe Sims Gym getting behind this Lady Dog team.
I think I got Bush for that one, Daniel. That's her fourth.
Timeout's taken. We're going to go to break. Minute 42 left here in the third quarter. Clay County 26, Clark Range 21.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Clark Range 26-21, under 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. And so far, Clay County's made a third quarter push to get the largest lead by any team.
Good.
Easy. Hell, that's an easy bucket. What a breakdown in the inbound defense.
Yeah, they didn't cover deep.
Coach Rogers just furious here, silently. Down on the sideline, can't believe what he just saw. 28-21, I believe that matches the biggest lead of the night for Clay County, 7 points. Lady Buffaloes with it. They just have not established an identity tonight other than perhaps Hopkins. She's back in the contest. She sat pretty much this whole third quarter until now due to having three fouls. Izzy Hale with a steal. Hale just putting together a great contest tonight. Ashlock, she's been great returning after not playing Tuesday night. She's had steals. She's scored. She's open for a three now. Decides not to pull the trigger, even though she's hit one already in the contest. Buford to the hoop.
Foul. Yeah.
Scores and is fouled. Buford has been quiet tonight in the scoring column. I think she leads the team in scoring on the season by average. Her, Head, and Burchett, all three are just right at the same mark together. Buford averaging 11.3. Abby Head, 11.1. And Burchett has actually crept under 10 to 9.9 in the last couple contests. But pretty much 30 points tonight between those three.
Clay County's up by 10, Daniel. What a run so far.
Buford completes that three-point play, and it is the biggest lead of the night, as Thomas just mentioned. Clark Range not comfortable with that lead. They want to climb back in it. Three-pointer is no good, though. Off the hands of the freshman, rebound Clay County. Buford with it in the front court.
Pull it out.
Loses the handle, regathers it, passes across the head. Abby going to reset things. 20 seconds left here in the third quarter. Coach Rogers up. Coach Walker up. Clock ticks down to 10 seconds as Abby gives off to Hattie. Buford with it. Back to Head. Abby, yeah. Three-pointer, left wing. Yeah! A big bucket by the senior. A 13-point lead to carry into the fourth and final quarter off the fingertips of Abby Head as she knocks down the triple to end the third with an exclamation mark. Clay County 34, Clark Range 21.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Clark Range 34-21 with 8 minutes left here in the ball game. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber. Riley Burchett has 6, Easy Hill 4, Abby Head 3, Hallie Buford 8, and Madison Hayes 8 for the Lady Dogs. They just outscored the Lady Buffaloes 18-4 in the third quarter. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Yes.
A steal by Abby Head. Clark Range playing slow. She wanted to play fast. Play up good. Loyal listener Vivian Lankford just messaged a minute ago, said she was enjoying the broadcast. And she also told me something else. You and her are very good friends, Coach Sims. She let me know today's your birthday. So happy birthday to Coach Sims. Coach, would it be a pretty good present to see the Lady Dogs that you led for so long with this building named after you knock out your old enemy, Lamar Rogers?
That would be one of the best birthday presents I could get. I said it right before the game. We used to always play them on my birthday or the day before or the day after, but it's been like that, you know, 35, 40
really?
Years. And you think the way the schedules have moved around and stuff, it would be not be there anymore, but it's still there.
Yeah,
I mean, then it's,
so there's been some really good ones over the years and some really bad ones.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, Coach. We appreciate Vivian for letting us know that. Timeout taken. We're going to play one ad and come back in 30 seconds.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, and this thing just keeps getting closer and closer towards a Clay County win. You kind of get the feeling a ton of time left, 7:07 left here. But the call's going Clay County's way. Right now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor, and the Lady Dogs going to shoot a 1-1. Bradley Burchett going to be there to do it. 15 points the lead, 36-21. Thomas, Clark Range only has 21, and we're leading by 15.
Well, Clark Range, last bucket came with about 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Since then, Clay County's on a 12-0 run.
Don't count them out, though, I'm telling you.
Oh, I know. Nobody knows that better than you, as much as you went to battle with them, Coach. Burchett good on the front end here. Lady Dogs up by 16, 37-21. Second one's also good. Lady Buffaloes across the timeline. Maddie Bush kicks to Hopkins. Hopkins drives inside. 8-foot jumper in and out. No good. Rebound Madison Hayes. Bella Ashok with it. Gives off to Abby Head. Clay County pushing ahead. Burchett with it. Rat lock power dribble shot up. Good. Clay County getting stronger and stronger as this game goes. And the Lady Buffaloes now going to have to take a timeout. Coach Rogers sees his squad go down by 19, and he wants to talk to them. We'll be right back.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County has blown this one open, Daniel. They lead 40-21, just under 7 minutes to go, and the Lady Dogs have ripped off 16 unanswered.
What a great, great game. This is what we needed coming off of that loss to the York Lady Dragons the other night. As Rogers fires a three-pointer, no good. Rebound Stowers. Stowers kicks out to Bush. Bush back inside to Stowers. Now back out again. And it's Hopkins who drives. Works over to Sales. Now Stowers. Coach, we mentioned it. Stowers had a huge night at Clark Range last year.
Yeah, she did.
She's been quiet tonight.
Yeah. I think we controlled her pretty good after that game up there the other times we played her.
Of course, Thomas mentioned earlier, I think Hallie Buford has been defending Stowers as a three-pointer taken and hit by Clark Range. Cuts it back to a 16-point game. 5:55 and ticking. A lot of basketball left. We've got to stay the course here. Bella Ashlock on the floor under pressure. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Wanted to save the possession here. 30-second variety.
That's the one thing. We can't start turning it over again.
Well, it's, no, that can, 5:47 left in the contest. 16 points of difference. Turnovers can change that in a hurry.
Yeah, real quick. You know, we turn it over a couple times. They go down and score, and it's not in single digits. We just need to – they're going to be shooting threes now. I mean, every trip. We need to get out there and guard them.
And they may have been cold to this point, but we know this is a good shooting basketball
team.
Well,
I mean, they score 60, 70, 80, a lot of games. So, yeah, it ain't like they can't hit it.
5:47 left in this third. Bella Ashlock going to inbound on the floor for Clay County. We see Briley Burchett, Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, Abby Head, and Bella Ashlock. Bella with it out top. Going to hand off to Abby. We see Hayes posted up inside. They feed it to her. Scores for that block, and they call the foul. Maddie Hayes automatic from that right block to that.
You go front, you better have some backside help. And they fronted, they didn't have any backside help.
And a big size mismatch there to boot.
Hayes in the double figures, Daniel, with that bucket. She got a chance to make it 11 points now.
I was very excited about Maddie Hayes coming into this junior year. As she makes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, puts Clay County back up by 19. Hayes on the season, playing about 13 minutes a game. Scoring around 5.5 points a game. With a true post player like Maddie, depending on what team you're playing, some games that's going to be more, some less, depending on alignment.
And that has as much to do with
how much force she sees. If somebody's got five younger, quicker guards, she may not see as much time. But I love to watch the young lady play. Yeah. Clay County back with the ball, Tom.
Yeah, you think about the interior options of this Lady Bulldog team. You got the two seniors in Burchett and Hale, and then the junior in Hayes. So, just splitting time, number one, in the paint has kept Hayes' average down. But what a game she's had so far tonight to give Clay County a boost.
Now we see the flash of offense out of Addie Stowers as she spins into the paint and scores. I'm glad she hadn't done that earlier. We knew she was capable. Clay County back with it. Lacey Wicks into the front court. Nice pass to Burchett. Bradley scores from left block. That ball handling looked a lot better.
That's how you beat a press.
Halfway through this fourth quarter, 4:20 and ticking. Bush to the hoop. She's fouled by Head. Clay County up by 19, 45-26. First foul against Abby Head. Once again, here in the second half, we do see the team fouls a little separated. Clark Range with 8, Clay County with 3.
Yeah, I'm surprised Lamar ain't crying about that a lot more than what he is. He said a whole lot, best I can tell.
No, he's been pretty docile down there tonight. Bush at the line. Hit them both, Thomas. Making it a 17-point game. Hopkins knocks it out of bounds. Clay County going to inbound again to work it down the court. Burchett works it into Head. Abby controlling it in a trap, though, and it goes out of bounds. Good inbound defense that time by the Lady Buffaloes. And the pass kind of put Abby in a bad spot.
situation. You're going to thwart somebody coming to the ball, not going away from it.
Three-pointer taken and missed by Hopkins.
We got a call there.
It was controlled by a young fan down on the baseline. I believe that was Mr. Mark Strong's grandson, perhaps, down there walking through. Burchett on the inbound having to fight for it under a lot of pressure. She might have sold the contact a little, but, Coach, she acted like she has been accosted pretty bad.
Yeah.
Clay County gets across the timeline successfully. Blocking foul called against Bush, and she expires with five. The Clay County fans like the call. I've never seen this young official, but he's in full control of things.
Yeah.
Again, that's been going on since the tip between Bush and Burchett there. And
yeah.
You see Riley kind of coming out on the better end of that. Frustration took Bush out of this game.
Didn't really think it was a charge. I mean, it could be a foul. It had to be on defense, I thought.
And credit Burchett, Thomas. We've talked about this before, but as a freshman, sophomore, especially younger in her career, while engaged in that personal battle away from the ball, she'd kind of get taken out of the game emotionally. That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
She is calm, cool, and collected. She's perfect from the free throw line tonight. Has not missed. I might have jinxed her right now. But she is an extremely mature senior basketball player on this team.
Yeah, and like you say, has grown every year in that respect, Daniel. And she's leading the way for Clay County tonight. She's got 16.
47-28 the score. 19 points the lead. I've said that several times. So Clark Range has got down here and has not fought back. They might get a bucket, but we've matched it, kind of held it at 19 for some time. 3:30 and ticking left in this contest. The Lady Buffaloes with it. Clay County 14-4 on the season, 2-0 in the district. Clark Range 16-4 on the season, 2-0 in the district. This one is four. Standing alone at the top of the early district standings. Freshman Sophia Seidengrass loses the handle. Clark Range going to inbound. 3:08 left. Clay County up by 19. Coach, I can kind of tell you're still just waiting.
Well,
there's a lot of things that could still go wrong.
Yeah, it's getting a little better.
Yeah,
if we get it down to 2
yet.
Minutes, with this kind of lead, it'd be hard to lose.
Because I know you're excited about what you're seeing right now, but
yeah.
We've got to finish it out. Izzy Hale with a steal. Buford across the timeline. 2:50 and ticking. Ashlock with it inside the Burchett. Burchett scores undefended.
Hit the layup, shoot it. If not, pass it. Make a foul. Yeah, they ain't going to beat us now, I don't think.
Biggest lead of the night for the Black, Purple, and Gold. 21 points, Thomas, 49-28.
Yeah, and just an impressive second half for the Lady Dogs.
Timeout taken.
Rogers taking another timeout. Could be an injury timeout. That's what it is. Official timeout.
Second half points for Clark Range, Thomas.
17-11.
You're muted right now, Coach. Okay. You knew you was. I wouldn't for sure. Clark Range here on the inbound. A block shot by Izzy Hale. Second block shot at least for her. I'll be curious to look at Coach Meadows' game report. She's got a nice stat line tonight. Not in any one particular category per se, but a good balanced contest. Has steals, has blocks. She's scored. Has several rebounds. Has played a good game. 2:05 and ticking. As we mentioned earlier, Coach Walker has met Clark Range 18 prior times. Has only won four times as Hallie Buford adds another bucket. Only four wins for Coach Walker against Coach Rogers. He's well on the way to his fifth here as Clay County's in front by 23 points. Minute 40 left.
Daniel, I'm kind of like Coach Sims, waiting for it a little bit. But, the other thing as far as motivation goes in this one, Clark Range in both polls, the Mid-State and AP poll, were ranked ahead of this Lady Dolphin when they first came out.
That's going to change.
Yeah, surely. What's that? I mean, those guys that vote, they don't see people. You know, they just look, well, Clark Range is historically great. You know, they're 14-4 or whatever. You know, we'll vote for them real high.
Burgett inside, wisely passed up the opportunity. Coach Walker calling timeout. Going to get some subs in here. What a nice thing.
Well, you don't get to do that too often. I think I did one time in my career, one or two.
This may be the first time that he's had the opportunity to do it as well. We're going to play one ad here, maybe two, depending on the length of the timeout. Minute 10 left in this one. Clay County going to be big winners. They lead 51-28.
Lina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great...
Back here live, 45 seconds left, actually 43.6 is the final's call. Hopkins added two more points for Clark Range, making it a 21-point game here. Clay County 51, Lady Buffalo's 30. On the floor for Clay County, we've got Lacey Wicks, Ella Eads, Baylor Walden, Maddie Hayes, and Kendall Matthews. Lady Buffaloes with the ball. The sophomore Hopkins fires a three. Good. Her second three-pointer of the night.
Interesting. Coach Rogers still got his starters out there as Coach Walker kind of conceded with his reserves.
I thought maybe he's
perhaps Coach Rogers don't know how to handle the etiquette from this perspective. He's
probably not been there much. You're right.
Not a ton. We mentioned his record earlier in the night. 1,303 wins to 293 losses. He has been there some. Of course, Coach Sims handed him 20 of those losses himself during his career. So 10% essentially of Coach Rogers' losses have come from Mr. Sims. And here on Coach Sims' birthday, here in the gym named after him, he sees the Lady Bulldogs with a big win tonight, 51-33 over Lamar Rogers and the mighty Lady Buffaloes.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Solana, where we just witnessed Clay County defeat Clark Rains 51-33, Coach. And it's time for your Eco Bundle Tennessee Lady Dog wrap-up. Coach Sims, good start for the Lady Dogs. They got out to a 7-1 lead and then kind of started some of that stuff we saw in the last game. Turnovers and let Clark Rains battle back in and actually take a lead at the break, 17-16. Then Clay County came out in the third quarter, and they had a run that they started with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter that carried over 2 minutes into the fourth. It was a 16-0 run, and Clay County just took control and put this one away.
Yeah, if we'd just handled the ball and not turned it over so many times, they're late in first and most of the second, this game never would have been close, I don't think.
I agree.
But I think you said we outscored them like 18-4 in the third quarter. The second half, we pretty much just dominated. And we started handling the ball a little better and not throwing it away so much. And, it's hard to score if you throw it away. That's a shot you don't get. So we started attacking inside. That's really what opened it up. I thought Briley, and then we got it to Maddie a bunch of times, and maybe Easy a time or two. But, you can have your big Clark Range by 20. That's a good game.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you're right, Coach. It started working inside out through right. Briley Burgett. She finished with a great night in the paint. But I also thought what was important was the Clay County defense. The half-court defense of the Lady Dogs was impressive.
Yeah, we played good defense the whole game. Played straight man, didn't really go out and chase if they wanted to pass it around 10, 15 times. We pretty much let them do that, and that's all right, as long as you're not behind. And, they hit a few threes, but I don't really know what their strong suit on offense is. They're hesitant to shoot them. At the start of the game, they wouldn't shoot one. Then he called a timeout, and they come out firing them up. But they have to score some way because Monterey, the night, they scored 80-something points. And, I watched their scores, and, most games they'll get 55 to 60 or 65. So, evidently, other people ain't guarding as good as we did.
It wasn't a typical Clark Range team that you see. Not really the quick guards driving and slicing the lane.
Yeah, they don't have
more kind of a stand and look type offense, wouldn't it, Coach?
Yeah, they don't have any Monday twins, and they don't have those big old snow girls and all them that I used to have to coach against, big Metas and all them. Golly, they come in here, go 6'3", 6'2", 6'2". My biggest girl would be 5'9". And, you couldn't do anything with them then, but now they're a little more normal now, compared to what they used to be, especially.
Yeah. Give Clay County head coach Matt Walker and these seniors, especially on this team, credit, though. They did what they needed to do come away with this victory and ended in total domination, really.
Yeah, really. I mean, second half, it wasn't even a game, really. I mean, we just had our way with them pretty much. So we got to go up there and play them. It's going to be tougher up there, but, maybe Pickett can get them. I think we get Pickett here because we was lucky to win up there last Friday night, but maybe it won't be hardly that close here, I'm hoping. But
leading the way for the Lady Buffaloes was Katie Hopkins with 15 points. Of course, she scored kind of a couple of cheap ones there late, Coach, but she's made an impact for this Clark Range team, that's for sure, transferring in here.
Yeah, I think she came from Monterey. I've heard he had the transfer, but that's really about all I knew about him. I don't see them play enough to be that familiar with their names and who they are. I really can't comment a whole lot on that. But, she did have a pretty good game.
Also in double figures, Maddie Bush. She fouled out of this contest, but she ended up with 10 points tonight. Casey Sells had 3. Addie Stowers, 2. Chloe Rogers, 2. So there's 2 names you thought would score the basket a little bit. That didn't happen.
They'd have 8 or 10 at least apiece, and you can hold them to 2 and 2. That's pretty good.
Sophia Stitton finished with 3 for Clark Range. For Clay County, you had 3 in double figures again. We've seen that throughout this season already. Not necessarily the same 3 all the time.
That's all right.
We saw Bella Ashlock had five, Abby had five, Izzy Hale had four tonight. The three in double figures were Maddie Hayes, Hallie Buford, and Briley Burchett. Hayes with a big night tonight off the bench, 10 points for her, and had several rebounds against
Yeah, she did. She played well. And I said it Pickett the other night, you know, her and Izzy, they've improved so much since last year. You know, it's not even close.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making us a whole lot better. You know, if you can get, you know, they never hardly play at the same time. So you get, what you say, Maddie had 11?
Maddie had 10 is what I've got
four,
her for.
So that's
and
14
then,
points from the foul position. So, you know, you get that every night. That's pretty good.
That is good. Hallie Buford finished with 10, and then it was about Briley Burchett. Only 2 points in the first half. I've got to go back. She's got either 17 or 18. I think it's 18 points for Briley Burchett.
Okay.
Big game for her in
yeah,
response to
did.
That Jamestown game, I thought,
yeah.
too, Coach.
Yeah,
she scored, really came on when we needed
scored inside and, you know, beat them off with her moves and then hit a bunch of foul shots. And I don't think she missed a foul shot, but like you all was talking earlier, like she's playing like a veteran senior, you know, supposed to play. You know,
right.
big game like this, you know, get on my back. I'll carry you, you know.
Right. We'd like to see that out of Briley Burchett, but we like to see a win over Clark Range even better, Coach.
That's right.
Lady Dogs are 3-0 in District 7A. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Folks, this has been this Lady Dog wrap-up and brought to you by Eco Pounds of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. Girls, big winners tonight. Now it's time for boys action. Don't have time to do a full budget pest control boys 7A update. We'll do that probably at halftime. What we want to do right now is go ahead and make sure that we get the full coverage, final word covered. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Coach Watson, on paper, this one not necessarily supposed to be a highly touted contest. Clay County 13-3 on the year. Clark Range 5-17. But the Buffaloes do have a 2-game win streak going. They come into Joe Sims Gym pretty hot.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what it is on paper, does it?
It does not. It
when
does not.
When the ball
not.
Goes up there, you really don't know.
Of course, they had their last two wins over Wartburg and Red Bull and Springs. One thing is you look at their schedule that jumps off the paper at you, Gordonsville, a strong team. Head coach Greg Beub and the Tigers, I think, 13-4 on the season. They barely beat this Clark Range squad. Final score of that contest a couple weeks ago, Gordonsville 62, Clark Range 59. That was at Gordonsville. That alone tells me they know what they're doing.
Right.
What can we do to keep them from having a good night here tonight?
Well, you know, like we did the last ball game, you know, everybody go out there and just kind of play halfway unconscious, and when the shot comes, take it and anticipate on defense. Yeah, and get some rebounding, which we did the other night, and just, you know, play our game and don't worry about who we're playing.
I think coaching-wise, we have the edge. I think athletically, we have the edge. I think leadership-wise, we have the edge. So our game to lose, so to speak, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, that's one of the best unconscious shooting that we saw from Alec the other night. I mean, Alec caught the ball and fired it. Didn't think, didn't do anything except score.
That's what we need to see more of. Folks, that's been the full coverage final word brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Clark Range Buffaloes, they are the visiting team tonight. Kind of a new wrinkle to them this year. Looks like they're wearing black travel jerseys, yellow numerals on them. The head coach for the Buffaloes, Jermaine McElmain, second season overall there for him. 7-43 record at this point in his career. 5-17 on the season, 1-1 in district play. Starting four, Clark Range. A junior, number 0, Chris Beatty. A freshman, number 12, Jack Cordell. A freshman, number 22, Collier Bush. A senior, number 23, Case Cordell. And a freshman, number 24, Brighton Swallows. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the home team here tonight. white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. The head coach of the Bulldogs, Rob Edwards, 23rd season overall, 515 wins to 201 losses, a 13-3 record this season, 2-0 in District 7A play. Starting for Clay County, a senior, number 3, Jimmy Burchett. A senior, number 13, Keaton Arms. A senior, number 15, Bryce Bailey. A senior, number 44, Alec Kerr. And a senior, 00, John Hamilton. That's been the State Farm Boys starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Nice to see Bryce Bailey back in the lineup. He missed the last two contests, did not dress due to an ankle injury. He's back suited tonight, Coach, and I'm excited to see.
Yeah, of course, sprained ankles can be really, really, really a whole lot more serious than a lot of people think they are.
Yeah, on Tuesday, Bryce wanted to go against York. Coach Edwards didn't let him due to that reason, wanted to take the extra time to get him back healthy for this big district run.
Yeah, those things can be nagging the whole season if you're not careful with them.
Clay Kenny controls the tip. John Hamilton took care of the jumping duties. Alec Kerr currently with it, gives to Burchett out top. Jimmy inside to John. Hamilton kicks to Bailey. He fires a 3 left wing. Good. Already Bailey letting everybody know.
A little rest has done him some good, maybe.
He is back. Pressure by Clay County to open the contest here off the made three-pointer, and a foul's called. Keaton Arms picks up the first personal. Clay County's won 18 straight against Clark Range. The longest winning streak of the Edwards era is 26 games. They came from 02 through 2011. Buffaloes get the ball down the floor. Turn it over, though. Ball goes out of bounds, and Clay Kenny's back in possession.
I kind of like that call. The referee made a move, so our man stepped out of bounds, and they gave it to him.
Yeah. Burchett across the timeline, kicks to Kerr, inside the Arms. Keaton works against Case Cordell on the block. Back out to Alec. Now Jimmy at the top of the key. Back to Keaton. He scores.
Good passing, guys.
Keaton Arms adds 2 points from right block. And combined with that Bryce Bailey three-pointer, it's Clay County 5, Clark Range none. Senior Case Cordell with it. Hands off to Bush. The freshman Bush with it out top. Swings to another freshman. Brighton Swallows. Swallows into the lane. Good looking player. His shot up and good.
Took it to the hole hard.
Thomas, do you have that same info, number 24, Brighton Swallows?
I do, then.
Okay.
The freshman.
There was a little bit of discrepancy on the online page where I got some of the Buffalo information. So once again, if I'll call something out that you don't see right, let me know.
I will.
5-2 the score. So Coach McElbain starting 3 freshmen, 1 junior and 1 senior against Clay County's 5 seniors. Kerr, 3-pointer, right wing, in there. Picks up where he left off the last game. Case Cordell across the timeline to Beatty. Chris Beatty gives back to Cordell out top. Case Cordell, the most experienced player on this Buffalo squad. He kicks out to Bush. Bush hits the 3-pointer. Freshman Collier Bush. Perhaps a younger brother, perhaps a senior Maddie Bush on the girls' team.
I think so, Daniel. Father Brent Bush used to battle him. He played at Baxter.
Keaton Arms with a baseline jumper. Looked a lot like Sister Kinsey knocking it down from there. She liked to shoot from the other side of the hoop, though. Bush across the timeline. Clark Range trying to hang in this one early. Clay County already with 10 points. Clark Range with 5, though. Swallows in the paint. Shot no good. Hard task for him working against Keaton Arms. Rebound by the Dogs. Kerr in the front court. Jump shot right elbow. Good.
Another good.
Coach, you called for it. That subconscious pulled the trigger shooting Kerr, and it's happening.
Yeah, no hesitation.
Just a good-looking shot. Elevates to the top of that elevation before he releases. Just textbook. A turnover. Jimmy Burchett comes up with a steal. He dishes off to Bryce Bailey. Bailey in the front court, circles back, gives back to Jimmy. Inside now to Keaton. He's harassed at the free throw line. Kicks to Kerr. Kerr three-pointer a little off the mark. Almost fell in. Rebounded by Bailey. He tried to go to Hamilton. Arms comes up with it instead. Keaton gives off to Jimmy, and we're going to reset things. Bailey, right corner, steps back, three-point attempt, no good. Rebounded by Beatty. Beatty gives off to Cordell, and the senior going to give up to freshman Collier Bush. 12-5, seven-point lead early for the Dogs.
Yeah, and kind of what we thought, and you'd like to see Clay County coming out sharp here. As Jimmy Burchett steals coast-to-coast, Daniel.
Lays it in for two.
Yeah, took it all the way.
All Dogs. Timeout taken by Jermaine McElbain. 4:11 mark, first quarter. Clay County 14, Clark Range 5.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads 14-5 midway through this first quarter. Keaton Arms 4 points, Alec Kerr 5, Bryce Bailey 3, and Jimmy Burchett 2 so far for the Dogs.
Another scoring opportunity fixing to come as the Buffaloes turn it over. Burchett going to walk across the timeline, been the five starters so far for Coach Edwards here in the first quarter. Dogs coming off a big non-district win on Tuesday night right here at home against the York Dragons. Tonight they battle another Pinterest County school and the Clark Range Buffaloes. Clark Range winners of two straight, as we mentioned, coming in here tonight.
You see Clark Range coming out of that zone here, Daniel, going man.
Burchett jump shot from the left elbow, and Clay County just shooting very well.
Yes, they are. You know, we've got about a 6-inch height advantage on each one of these kids.
Swallows with it, the freshman at left wing. Kicks over to number 12, Jack Cordell, younger brother of Case. He gives off to Bush.
And, guys, you know there's no amount of coaching to make you 6 inches taller.
Well, that's true. That's true. Block shot for Keaton Arms. Case Cordell had set up shop at left block. Arms did not allow him to get it away.
Prior to that Burchett steal several plays ago, Daniel, I don't think I ever got my thought out, but I think it's good to see Clay County come out in a game they're supposed to win with this type intensity in the first quarter, especially after that huge win over York the other night.
That's right. No hangover here. 2:55 and ticking. Time stops as whistles blow. Foul's going to be called against John Hamilton, his first personal.
He had his hands down low and against the body.
Thank you.
And I don't know whether he fouled or not. But
another whistle blows on the inbound. John Hamilton going to be called for another. I missed that one. He picks up his second personal, and White Browning going to come check in for him. Senior John Hamilton going to come to the bench. Clark Range still going to inbound. Thomas, we mentioned earlier, about 2 weeks ago, this Clark Range squad went to Gordonsville and battled a strong Tiger team to a three-point game. They've got some ability to take one of the top teams in this district down to the wire. Final score, Gordonsville 62, Clark Range 59.
Yeah, I think that's why it's very important for Clay County to come out like they have. Get on top of the Buffaloes here. Don't give them a chance to hang close and stay in this contest. You know, that's something we saw kind of the week prior a little bit against Red Bone Springs and Pickett County. Never quite put them away throughout the majority of the game. Did so late in the fourth quarters, Daniel. Clay County's got to put this team away if they can.
Reserves on the floor for Coach Edwards, Andrew Smith, Lance Burchett, and Nate Adams have come out. Joining them is Adams, adds a bucket from right block, or White Browning.
Good pass, an excellent pass.
And Keaton Arms, who fed it down there?
I believe it's
Smith.
Yeah.
Andrew Smith on the assist. He's a savvy player, a junior, been around a while. We know how hard it's been these last couple years to get on the floor for the Bulldogs with Eli Smith, Grant Strong, Jeff Spivey, those seniors just now leaving the program and stuff. So Andrew has not seen a tremendous amount of time on the floor, but he's a veteran player, a smart kid, and he knows his role out there.
Yeah, he does. And he's seen time his entire career,
yeah,
really, for Coach Edwards. And
you know, Coach Edwards looking for him to take an expanded role and take advantage of it. But the competition, just like you said, Daniel, on this team is just unbelievable. You know, when you got Adams and Burchett and all these younger players that are coming in, pushing these seniors. You know, Coach Edwards talked about that. Hey, our practices are highly competitive, and I'll have the opportunity to sit somebody down if they're not playing up to standards.
What we see right now is next year's starters on the floor, essentially. This is the next round of five. Andrew Smith, Lance Burchett, White Browning, Nate Adams, and Weston Birdwell. As they lose the ball, Clark Ranch comes down, can't score. Adams picks it up, comes the other way, all the way to the hoop. Nice looking layup, yeah. And it's good for two.
Use that left hand.
Going to go to the line, of course, Nate, the son of Mike Adams and Tia Burchett Adams, both of them outstanding basketball players as well and athletes.
I'm about covering some ground right there, Daniel. Just the long stride of Adams. He went from three-point line to the bucket with about two strides there.
Adams at the line, completes the three-point play. Adams on the season, a 70% free throw shooter, as another whistle blows. Push against Lance Burchett. Fifth team foul against Clay County here, and we're just in the first quarter, so could be a lot of free throw bonus shots coming for Clark Range if Clay County doesn't slow down on the fouls. Swallows with it, left block, power dribble, shot up, no good, rebound. Birdwell, but taken back away by Swallows. Clark Range with it, Logan Pannell, a reserve on left wing. He was back to Swallows, now back out top to Chris Beatty. Kicks over to Jack Cordell. Ball goes out of bounds off the fingertips of a Wolfhawk.
In a little 2-2-1 half-court trap out of Coach Edwards with this young quick bunch, Daniel.
21-5 the score. I apologize. I haven't given that in a bit. I think the last time I mentioned it was maybe 12-5. It's 21-5 now. Points have come pretty quickly for Clay County here in this first quarter. They're setting a wicked pace. Another whistle blows.
To get a foul call from behind, probably.
Of course, the Bulldogs already probably with one eye on this game and one eye on this coming Tuesday's matchup with the Gordonsville Tigers on the road in Smith County. That one is going to be a good one. Of course, Gordonsville a little extra added incentive after Clay County beat them twice in football this year. Three-pointer good by number 13, Lane Bird. The second time, of course, that they beat him on the gridiron. Third round of the playoffs, eliminating the Tigers from postseason contention.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one. Always a contentious atmosphere between Gordonsville and Clay County, no matter what sport it is, Daniel. But you're right, it may be taking up another notch. That three by Bird stopped a 13-0 run for Clay County, Daniel.
21-8 the score with the triple. 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Swallows with it on the baseline. Gives to the younger Cordell. He fires the three. No good. Rebound Browning. White gives off to Lance Burchett. Burchett across the timeline. Clay County with a chance to have the last shot of the quarter if they want to play it slow. 10 seconds on the clock. Burchett retreats into the corner. Picks it up. Gives to Browning. Free throw range jumper. No good. Rebound by Browning. Put back. Good. At the buzzer. Just like they drew it up.
Got it off just in time.
First quarter ends. It's all black, purple, and gold. Clay County 23. Clark Range 8.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their seven local offices to learn more.
insert number C-0026.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Clark Range 23-8 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. We have a total of 6 Clay County players on the board. Keaton Arms with 4, Alec Kerr 5, Bryce Bailey 3, Jimmy Burchett 4, Wyatt Browning 2, and Nate Adams 5 points here in the first quarter. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
The diversity of scores makes for a difficult scoring update, doesn't it?
Makes it kind of quick.
Yeah. Keaton Arms rebounding the missed Buffalo jumper. 5 senior starters back on the floor for Coach Edwards to open up the second quarter. Nice pass from Arms to Hamilton. Hamilton finishes.
Finishes up. And the foul.
Hamilton and Arms are both so big and so strong, their shot is really not affected by these fouls a lot of times. And they can get the bucket.
Yeah, they still get it up.
Mm-hmm. Hamilton has improved as a free throw shooter during his career, up to a 51% shooter from that mark here during his senior campaign. He's hit 20 of 39. Coming into tonight, looked good on that one.
Yeah.
Big lead for the Dawgs. 26-8. Trying to correct a few audio issues. We hear we may have a little static on the Facebook Live portion. Hopefully that'll get smoothed out. I tell you, Thomas does a great job. He manages all this stuff while we're sitting here. John right now giving us feedback as he's listening. And, Coach, you are no stranger to that. Do the weekly radio show. There's a lot that goes into a broadcast, isn't
there? Yes, there is. I mean, these things are fun to do, but, the folks on the other end think we're just here having fun. And sometimes we do, but a lot of times there's lots of things involved in it.
Alec Kerr adds a bucket. Case Cordell, jump shot from left elbow, no good. Rebound, Jimmy Burchett. Burchett ahead to Kerr. Kerr's had a hot hand in this one. Spins, shoots, scores, high off the glass.
Use the glass, good job.
So Alec Kerr scores the last 4 points for Clay County. Both trips down, result in a Kerr two-pointer. Another missed Buffalo shot. Bryce Bailey with the rebound. Gives off to Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy across the timeline, shakes and bakes into the paint, gives to Hamilton. Fake shot by John, kicks to Bryce. Now Jimmy, three-pointer right corner, no good. Rebound and put back Kerr. Put back no good. Rebound this time by a Bulldog.
We got a tie
Hamilton.
Up.
And it was tied up. I guess a jump ball called here.
Yeah, it looked like we've got it back.
Hamilton and Case Cordell ended up with simultaneous possession. Arrow in favor of the Dogs. Kerr inbounds to Bailey. Allen gets it back. Uses a arm screen to hand back off to Bailey. And an offensive foul called against Keaton Arms. I guess a moving screen.
A long way away from the action.
Very subtle as well. I think that's a byproduct. Once again, Keaton, he's one of the thickest, strongest young men you'll see on the basketball court. I think if he's just moving, barely touches somebody, they act like they're killed and they call a foul. I don't know that they're all legit.
You know, I've had a couple of big, bulky players like that over the years. It takes the officials a long time to get used to seeing a kid like that.
It does.
And just because he's big and somebody bounces off of him doesn't mean he did anything wrong.
Guys, give me a little second quarter update there while I was fooling with the cables. 2 buckets by Kerr. Was one a three-pointer?
No.
Okay.
That was John Hamilton, 3-point play. Did you get that?
Okay.
Dan won.
That'll do it.
Okay, good. 3-pointer by Swallows, right corner, no good. Yeah, just quickly going back to Arms. Keaton, there's no fatness to him. He's just thick, big barrel-chested guy. Very impressive young man. It's Hamilton fights in the paint.
Putting her right back in. Didn't bring it down where anybody could get to it.
John is greatly improved, kind of fine-tuned the stuff you just talked about. Kept the ball high away from everybody and got the bucket. 32-8, the score. I know this has not been the most on-point broadcast, but it's not been the most on-point action either on the floor. 4:55 mark, second quarter. Beatty stripped of his pocket by Kerr. picked up by Bailey. Bryce into the front court, all the way to the hoop, scores. 34-8 now, the score. And Coach McElvain wants to talk to his guys. We're going to take a break here on the Horizon Sports Network. Halfway through this second quarter, it's all Clay Cannon.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live, mid-second quarter, just looking at the series history since Coach Edwards took over here. He has met Clark Range 55 times, has a strong 46-9 record against them. 9-2 at neutral sites, 19-3 here in Joe Sims Gym, and 18-4 up at Clark Range. As Case Cordell misses a putback.
Had a good move, but just no reward.
Yeah, he's a good athlete. Case Cordell, he's one of my favorite players in the district. I've enjoyed watching him as we broadcast these last couple years. He hustles. He'll outwork, you know, his work ethic's as good as any. Three-pointer missed by Bailey, put back by Arms, no good. Hamilton out with it. John kicks out to Kerr, swung to Jimmy. Jimmy out top, drives the right side of the lane, gives back to John. What a nice baseline jumper.
Nice mid-range jumper.
15-footer good by Hamilton.
Didn't have time to think about it, just had to shoot it.
Well, and that's you called for that, and that's what we're seeing. Swab is a long three-pointer off the mark, rebound to Arms. That went past to Burchett. Jimmy in the front court looking for Hamilton, decides instead to put it high off the glass. No good. Rebound, Hamilton. Put back good.
I believe he missed that on purpose so John could get the rebound.
Now, John, you know, that's a left-handed shot there to Hamilton. I do believe Hamilton kind of ambidextrous, I believe.
Yeah, he is, Daniel. And I tell you what, got nine in the game, all of them coming in this second quarter push.
He's a force. Hamilton is a force. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. I don't know how much he wants to talk to his guys, but he wants to get subs in. He is going to bring them over and visit with them for 30 seconds. So we'll take one ad and come right back. Clay Kenny's up by 30, 38-8.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County's blown this one open. It's 38-8 with 3 minutes left here in the first half, Daniel.
It certainly is. The second group of five in for Coach Edwards, Nate Adams, Weston Birdwell, Lance Burchett. Well, it's almost. Alec Kerr adds a bucket. Four of the five, White Browning stayed. So Kerr, Andrew Smith, Adams, Birdwell, and Burchett on the floor for Coach Edwards. 40-8 to score. Clay County up by 32. Young Jack Cordell in the paint. Jump shot no good. Rebound Lance Merchant. He's fouled by Case Cordell.
You know, it's got to be frustrating for some of these teams when you look up, you think, okay, Grant Strong's graduated. Jeff Spivey's gone. Eli Smith's not on this team anymore to harass me. We might have a shot at Clay County this year.
It don't get any better. They thought the same thing years ago when Tyreek graduated. You know, Tyreek, he's gone. Here we go. And, you know, that next year, we didn't have any seniors. Strong group of juniors, though. There wasn't much drop-off. And you're right, Thomas. I know Coach Watson during his time, same kind of thing. Somebody else just steps up.
Yeah.
And you keep being good, don't you, Coach?
If you keep your eye on the future and have these guys, some of these guys ready to take a spot and shine, you know, that's what takes care of it. You know, sometimes you got to spot these guys sometimes down about the fifth grade and start planning for them.
Yeah.
Right, right. Well, you know, I talked to Coach Edwards about that for that special section we got out in the paper this week. Didn't necessarily get to use everything you talk about, but I asked him, I said, you know, how much does it help going to 7 out of the last 8 state tournaments? He said, you know, these guys grew up watching all these guys, how we work, how we compete, how we play, and not just in games. And so they know what the standard is, and they're going to try to live up to it.
But you know, the other night, some of the best encouragement I've seen in a long time. We had the fifth and sixth graders sitting in the corner over Tennessee Tech.
Yep.
Watching one of their guys that's the heroes here that they watch, and watching him be a starter at Tennessee Tech. And they screamed their little heads off for
it. It was a special night. Of course, Grant took the time after the game to take some pictures with the teams. And, my son Fletcher was along on that trip. And they had a great time. And it's very special.
That's one of the nice things about being close to home.
Absolutely. And I think that was part of Grant's thought process, was it not intentionally, I want to be within a driving distance of Salina. He had some other opportunities to go further places, but wanted to stay in Upper Cumberland. On the floor for Clay County, Kyler Westmoreland, the junior, Nate Adams, Weston Burble, Andrew Smith, and young freshman Nolan Adams out there. Bucket's good by Case Cordell. First bucket for Clark Range in quite some time. Minute 41 left here in the second quarter. It's Clay County 40, Clark Range 9. I know we've wandered a little with our broadcast, but that tends to happen during these type contests. Apologize for that. Cordell misses the second rebound. Andrew Smith gives to Nate Adams. Nate inside to Weston Burble. Burble pivots, kicks outside to Andrew Smith. Going to reset things. Smith drives, gives to Westmoreland. Kyler with it. Gives off to Nate. Now back to Weston. Going to be taken away. Number 3, Logan Pannell, a sophomore, strips Burble's pocket. Brings it down to the Buffaloes end where a 3-pointer's taken and missed. By number 13, Lane Bird. Rebound, Andrew Smith. Full head of steam into the front court. Gives off to Weston. Now young Nolan Adams, brother of Nate. Back inside to Burble, and he scores. Weston Burble, a guard build, but he plays post in this particular lineup, I believe.
Yeah.
Buffaloes with it, under a minute to play here in the second quarter. 42-9. Just a dominant performance by Coach Edwards' squad to this point. And it's not just been those 5 starters. Not a big drop-off, as we talked about, when you come to this next group. Double dribble call.
Yeah. Looked up and said, oops. Somebody went where he thought they were.
Pretty good crowd assembled here in Joseph Simmons Gym. Kind of a little thinner than I might have thought for big District 7A Friday night. Perhaps the weather. I think it's continued to have light snow throughout these contests. I'm sure a lot of folks stayed home and chose to listen and watch our feed, and we appreciate you being able to do that. We'll be down in Gordonsville Tuesday night following the teams for those games. Case Cordell, a nice move into the paint in a bucket. 42-11 now after the senior for the Buffaloes adds 2. And the first half ends. It's Clay County 42, Clark Range 11 at the break. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Clark Range 42-11 here at the break in Salina, and it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County ripped off a 13-0 run midway through the first quarter to take control of this one. They led 23-8 at the end of the first period before outscoring the Buffaloes 19-3. In the second stanza to take this huge halftime lead at 42-11. For the Buffaloes, Brighton Swallows has two, Collier Bush has three, Lane Bird three, and Case Cordell three for your total of 11 at halftime. For Clay County, and this could take a while, Weston Birdwell has two, Nate Adams five, Wyatt Browning two, Jimmy Burchett four, Bryce Bailey five, Keaton Arms four, and then almost two in double figures. John Hamilton has 9 points, all coming in a stretch right there in the second quarter. And then Alec Kerr leading the way again with 11 here at the break. Again, Clay County leads 42-11 here at halftime. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch until 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back here to the Papa Girl Bunny Shop Halftime Show. Going to fit in that Budget Pest Control Boys 7A update. Recent District Boys contest on Tuesday night, Red Bull and Springs lost to Clark Range 50-51. So Coach Watson ended up dropping that close contest. And also on Tuesday night, it was Pickett County at home getting beat by Gordonsville 52-68. So, of course, you chose Pickett, and I understand why, Coach. Tough place to play up there, but Gordon's a little too strong.
Yeah.
Other Tuesday night action, Clay County beat York 59-47, and last night, the Clark Range boys beat Wartburg 69-40. Tonight's contests, 1-13, Red Bull and Springs hosting 10-7, Pickett County. Going to let you pick that one.
Well, I think I'm going to go with Pickett County on that one.
It'd be hard not to. Of course, Red Bullman.
But there could be an upset. Then the Red Bull and girls beat Pickett's girls, didn't
they? They did. Well, Red Bull and beat Pickett. Red Bull in a tough place to play.
In the air.
Of course, Clay County leading here at halftime over Clark Range. Gordonsville 14-4 on the season. They are idle tonight. So when we go to Gordonsville Tuesday, they'll be fresh. 1 week break between contests for Coach Bibb and the Gordonsville Tigers. So Coach Watson's 2-2 on the year with his picks, looking to get back above 500 with that pick of Pickett over Red Bull. And current District 7A standings, Gordonsville sits atop the district standings with a 3-0 record. Clay County sits in second place at 2-0. That'll all get settled Tuesday night on the boys' side. Third place, Clark Range boys, 1-1 in the district. Fourth place, Pickett County, 0-2 in district play. And fifth place, Red Bull and Springs at 0-3 in District 7A play. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control, bringing joy and happiness by spreading death and destruction. We're going to go ahead and try to work in the Subway Trivia Challenge here on the Papa Girl Body Shop Halftime Show prior to the third quarter start. It's brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. I alternate them each broadcast between boys and girls. Tonight is a question from girls action. In 1992, after 17 prior attempts in his career, head coach Joe Sims recorded a victory over Lamar Rogers and the mighty Clark Range Lady Buffaloes. The win came in the region semifinals, and it unlocked the door to the Lady Dogs' first-ever region title, home sub-state game, and state tournament berth. What player recorded 3 block shots and 5 steals in that region semi-win over Clark Range in 1992? I'll read it one more time, a shorter version. In 1992, head coach Joe Sims and the Lady Dogs beat Lamar Rogers and the Clark Range Lady Buffaloes in the region semifinals to eliminate them. In that contest, what player recorded 3 block shots and 5 steals in that big region semifinal win? John Weaver sends in the guest of Sonia Smith as an outstanding guest. She was on that squad and a huge part of their success, but the incorrect answer. And we have the correct answer coming in. Hannah Bowles, this isn't her first rodeo. A loyal listener and a multi-time winner over the years. Tia Ashlock Arms, she says, and that is correct, of course. Ashlock, known as an outstanding scorer for many years, she was the all-time leading scorer through the 90s till Holly Wright Robbins took care of that. And then, actually, later on down the line, Tia's daughter Kenzie became the new leader. But she was a great defender as well, and it was her that night in that historic win over Clark Range that had three block shots and five steals. So Hannah needs to be watching the mail for her free sub certificate and Horizons. Fresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Thomas, a quick timeout taking update, folks, what happened during the last minute of game time.
Well, we saw Clark Range come down and score. Cordell had a bucket, and then I think it was a turnover by Clay County, and Coach Edwards was just trying to gather his team back together, settle them down when he goes.
Yeah. And, you know, I believe Tia held the, I mean, she may still hold the rebounding record in the state tournament. I believe she still does.
Had a single-game steals record, I know, of seven.
She was there in the rebound, too, I think.
Yeah, and that don't surprise me at all.
She was a pretty good all-around basketball player.
Very good. Of course, you know, I was talking about all-time leading scorer. It was Tricia Fox, who was the prior leading scorer, and just a few years later, Tia came along and set a new mark. And, of course, obviously, Trisha's daughter, Taylor, a teammate of Kenzie's, she is now second all-time leading scorer. So those two proud former Bulldogs, their daughters coming and having outstanding careers behind them. Clay County back on the offensive end. Keaton Arms misses the jump shot, got his own rebound, kicks out to Bryce Bailey, pass a little low, picked up by Buffalo. It's going to be Bailey with it across the timeline. Teams have switched ends of the floor. Clay County working at the hoop to our right during the second half. Clark Range the hoop to our left. 42-13, the score. I know I haven't given the score much during this game. Just know that Clay County's up big. If that changes, we'll let you know.
Yeah, we see the starters starting the second half. That's kind of etiquette, as you said earlier, Daniel. You got to get your starters some time in these contests to get ready for the next game.
I think that's kind of the pattern it always felt like. No matter what the score was, coming out at halftime to third quarter, the starters are going to start.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can lose a complete flow of the ball game if you don't make that move, man. Sometimes folks know, hey, they're running the score up and all this kind of thing.
Part of it, I think part of it has to do with just conditioning, too. Just staying game conditioned and that type of thing.
And these guys don't like the starters don't like these games a whole lot. They'd rather be a little closer where they can play the whole ball game.
I'm sure. Is that Swallows at the line? Is that 2 or 24?
24 Swallows. Made them both, didn't you?
Makes it 42-15. So a young squad here for Jermaine McElbain. He does have one senior that starts. That's Case Cordell. They're joined by one junior, Chris Beatty. The other three are freshmen. And we see Bryce Bailey knocking down his second three-pointer of the contest. Maybe more. Could have missed one.
No, he didn't miss one.
Just noted a bit of action there. One of the Clark Range players walked by Keaton. He didn't even move, and he bounced off of him and hit the floor.
Yeah.
That's a charge. An official will call a foul on the player like that.
Foul call against John Hamilton, his third personal. You were mentioning about Bryce?
Yeah, Bailey, he's got two threes tonight, 8 points so far, Daniel, but what impresses me, he sat for two games. Obviously, he's still been working on his shot because he's come out sharp, he's playing well, and he's knocking them down just like he never missed a game. With an ankle injury, that's something you can still work on a little bit is your shot and staying sharp, keeping your head in the game, and he looks like he hadn't lost a step.
Bryce Bailey. He's another one of those guys. He's a veteran player. He's played a lot. But first-year starting role for him. And he said he's waited his turn. He's been patient. He's improved. He would have started for almost every team in the district last season.
No doubt.
Just with our, the three seniors we had, being all essentially guards except for Jeff, he would sometimes go down and play that post. But, you know, Bryce had to wait his turn, and I appreciate the he's a little gimpy there on that ankle right here as we talk about him. But a selfless guy is what I'm trying to get to. Great attitude.
I think he stepped on it a little wrong there, Daniel.
I'd get him out if it's me. Coach Edwards may not have noticed it yet. Or Coach may know, he sees it.
I think Coach Walker just pointed out to him.
He's going to go ahead and get him out of the contest. Who had the Clay County bucket?
Keaton Arms.
Nice free throw range jump shot. Beatty, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Bailey. Bryce going to be fouled, and Bryce going to come out of the contest. Andrew Smith is going to check in for him. White Browning also at the scores table, so somebody else is going to sit as well. It'll be John Hamilton. The other games that this Clark Range team has won this year, they've won five on the year. We talked about Redbone and Wartburg. They also beat Whipple, Wartburg a second time, and the Cumberland County Jets. That's a pretty good win, I think. Big rivals, Clark Range and Cumberland County up on the plateau.
Yeah, I'd say that hadn't happened much in the last few years.
You know, we went up to Cumberland County to open the season last year. It was. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they lost some guys, as we did, but that's a huge win. Now, I don't reckon I've cut off Kentucky off the end of that. I reckon it's Cumberland County, Tennessee.
Our possession on the jump ball.
Kerr going to inbound on the floor. Alec Kerr, White Browning, Andrew Smith, Jimmy Virchick, and Keaton Arms. Arms going to drive one-on-one. Backs it out now, though. He was working against Bird. Tried to feed Browning inside. Pass goes a little wide. Clark Range going to take back over 4-11 mark of this third quarter. 47-15 the score, so a healthy 32-point lead. What's the high school running clock? Fourth quarter?
Yeah, I think it's 30 points.
30 points, but only during the fourth, right?
Right, yeah.
You just don't often get into it in basketball. Sometimes.
Not really. You know, a 20-point basketball game in high school is kind of considered a blowout.
Yeah.
So they don't get to 30 many times. You're right.
Of course, they reduced football from 35 to 30, and we hit that several times this year in football. Of course, this Bulldog squad has compiled some stuff for Coach Lamb. They were honored last night here at the board meeting. Clay County Board of Education, along with City Mayor Luke Collins, wanted to honor the state runners-up. And while compiling that stuff, it is official. This group that just finished the state runners-up is White Browning scores inside. They are the all-time leaders concerning points scored per game. Obviously, they played 15, but you do an average there and rather than just a total. 41 points scored per game for this squad. So that beat the prior holders by about 10 points a game. Just unprecedented stuff offensively that the Bulldogs did in football. We're sitting here in basketball 49-15.
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't really about Alec Kerr just on the money still, Daniel, with an elbow jump shot. But wasn't necessarily about playing more games and making it to the state title when it comes to offensive rank as far as points per game. That could have made it a little harder, really.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And you know, Stu, a lot of these guys are three-sport players.
Yeah.
They play baseball also, along with basketball and football.
2:25 and ticking third quarter, 51-15. Clay County leading it here. You know, I was watching Kerr on that last jump shot, and the thought briefly went through my head of just how good would Kerr be if he hadn't set out last 2 years of basketball. And here's my answer. I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters if he sits away from it for 10 years. I think he can come back and within an hour's time be at peak playing position.
Yeah,
I just do.
It is amazing.
Your muscles don't forget.
Right. He's that special kind of guy. White Browning with it to the free throw line. Going to drive the right side of the lane. Big power move. Does not connect on the bucket, but going to be fouled and go to the line.
Because, you know, there's no way your mind can comprehend throwing a round object that way 20 foot and go through an 18-inch rim.
Thomas, I was just going back through these responses on the hotline. We had one other listener that sent in the correct answer, and here's the thing about it. Hannah Bowles answered at 812 T. Ashok Arms. Also coming in at 812 was the guest of T. I. Ashok by Libby Morris.
Ooh, Libby. Very close.
So since we can't discern second, I'm going to have to go ahead and dub that Libby Morris also a winner tonight.
Oh, my.
On the Subway Trivia Challenge.
That's true.
Same time. 812. You know,
someone needs to go buy a lottery ticket with luck like that.
I'm telling you. So congratulations as well to Libby Morris, her first win in the Subway Trivia Challenge. Huge congratulations there. Swallows adds two more for the Buffaloes. Minute 15 left in the third, 55-17 the score.
So I guess we were just reading the preview from Hannah Bowles, and they were both there at the same time, Daniel.
I think so.
Behind on the text message.
I think so. I think the only fair thing to do, since they both came within the 8-12 minute, so there's no way she heard the right answer and then sent it in. That's a legit win. We're going to have to give both of them the status as winner tonight. Nice jump shot hit by Lane Bird, the junior for the Buffaloes, making it 58-19, 40 seconds and ticking third quarter. Nate Adams working in the paint. Adams misses that putback, rebounded by Case Cordell. Cordell with it. The senior kicks it back outside. Long three-pointer taken by Beatty. Hit the back of the iron. Rebounded by Swallows. Nice move and put back good for two. On the floor right now for Clay County as the third quarter closes. Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, White Browning, Andrew Smith, and Weston Birdwell. Oh, give and go between Browning and Burchett, and Lance Burchett scores from right block.
Nice play.
Looks like they had done that together for years. 5 seconds left here in the third. Buffaloes with it. Clay County up by a bunch. Long three-pointer at the buzzer, no good. It's a 39-point lead for the Bulldogs. 60-21 at the end of three.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Salina, where Clay County leads Clark Range 60-21 with 8 minutes left here in the game. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. A lot of names on the board here, Daniel. Don't have time to do them all, but they're being led by Alec Kerr's 13 and John Hamilton's 9 points. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it, just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County with the basketball after the Buffaloes miss a jump shot and open the fourth quarter. I do think we'll see that running clock. Clay County leads by 39. Nolan Adams, left side of the lane, left-handed layup, no good. But he was fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Looking at season totals, I'm not sure how many attempts young Mr. Adams has. Looks like he's one of two from the line on the season coming into tonight.
Right on average.
Yep, 50%. I bet he improves on it right here. First one's away and true.
I used to tell the guys, you know, if you miss the first one, that 50-50 chance, you're probably going to hit this next one.
Junior Colton Anderson checking in. Junior White Browning checking out. Joining Colton Anderson on the floor. Tiger Westmoreland, Andrew Smith, Weston Burble, and freshman Nolan Adams at the line. He does miss the second. Rebounded by the Buffaloes, so we've got four juniors on the floor and one freshman. Foul going to be called on Adams for a push. Looks like maybe young Justice Durham, number two, lost his footing, but perhaps Nolan did help him do that.
We do see that running clock, Daniel, here in this fourth quarter. You may have mentioned that, and I missed it, but...
You know, guys, one of the downsides to the mercy rule is that these guys on the second team are missing out on a lot of experience that they would get if they were playing the floor.
That's right. Nolan Adams to the rack, scores off the left side. Nice pass from Weston Burble.
It was.
Getting the assist. Burble, a good athlete. And just starting rolling in that defensive backfield again on football. Hadn't seen him as much on the hardwood, but a fine player there as well, it seems. 63-21 the score. Clay County up by 42. Another foul called against Nolan Adams, his second personal.
They're in the local sports lowdown. You're talking about our feeder programs for Clay County High School getting ready to play their own little state tournaments down in Murfreesboro this week. Didn't you say there was a game tomorrow?
Hermitage Springs 5th and 6th grade girls.
So it starts. It's already underway then, the tournament.
Yes, started on the 12th. Is that tomorrow?
Today.
Today?
I think.
No, today's 13th. Yeah, that is right.
It's like almost a... 3 week long.
Of course, they start
tournament
quite early, you know, with the junior leagues.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you know, it takes a while to get. It's a pretty big bracket.
Weston Burble streaking down the lane there, Daniel, for the bucket.
65-21 now. Yeah, Hermitage Springs 5th and 6th grade girls, led by Maddie Harlan. They play Pickett County at 10:30 tomorrow morning. So. Huge good luck to them as they go down there. They've had a strong season. We gave their overall record earlier. It's a winning record, I believe, on the year.
Oh, yeah. I think they only maybe lost one game, Daniel. A pretty good team.
Sounds right. Jump shot no good by the Buffaloes. Pulled down by Nolan Adams is the rebound. Nolan across the timeline. Dishes off to Weston. Weston into the paint. Ooh, nice move. And a foul.
No, just getting subs in.
Oh, okay.
Showing mercy to the subs.
So with that bucket, Burble going to go set perhaps for the final time tonight on the floor now. We've got freshman Waylon Cherry out top. Joining him, freshman Reese Adams, his sophomore brother Hayden Adams, and Nolan Adams standing out there with him.
This could get tough calling play-by-play, Daniel.
Yeah, we've got three Adams is out there. Kind of like when we played East Robertson last year, and they had four Groveses, yeah.
That's another team.
You get that many Groves. Sometimes I think it hit my little mind.
East Robertson, a team we haven't really discussed, you know, defending state champions. They are Hayden Adams knocked down a three.
No, long two, about a 15-footer.
Nice shot.
Yeah, East Robertson, you know, like you said, kind of, you know, that was kind of a bitter tasting deal because we had beat them every time we played them last year.
Yeah.
And at their place in the region championship game as well, which made it even more frustrating. But huge credit to them. They got down there and played lights out. Sean Groves and Taylor Groves both particularly. And just a magical run for him. Very similar to our run in 21 when we brought home gold.
Yeah, they're returning two of those Groves, Sean and Elijah, which is the inside post player, the longer of the two. And they're, you know, highly touted again this year to possibly repeat. So definitely the favorite in the Bulldogs' sister district as a part of Region 4.
And, you know, guys, we're talking about some of the last year's players. Our Mr. Basketball down the upper class is setting the NCAA on fire this year, Brandon Miller down at Alabama. He's ranked probably as the best freshman in the nation this year.
Wow.
And is already projected as the number one NBA pick.
Buffalo's with it inside. Shots up and good by sophomore Ethan Phillips. Colton Anderson called for the foul. His first personal. Phillips going to the line there. Yeah, no doubt that the Indians and the Bulldogs likely to meet up in the region tournament. Fortunately for us, district and region tournament this year, you're going to be held in Jackson County. A little bit easier drive four nights in a row than going to East Robertson.
Yeah, and that's something we haven't discussed. The district tournament will also be held there, from what I understand, yep. Daniel. So, I never have really liked making that trip to Gainesboro and playing against Jackson County, but I guess we could almost consider that a home gym for Clay County.
Pretty much, yeah. Of course, for years, whenever it was our turn to, the district tournament held for a long time in Livingston. I guess almost every year since it was held over at Avery Trace back when you was in high school, and I was always over there.
It was.
In Coolville, that place was always packed. Of course, there were four games a night back in those days.
Yeah,
some folks wouldn't leave. They'd stay for all four. Of course, they just playing basketball at 9:45 at night a lot of times to wrap up. Clark Range with it, 30 seconds left in this. One last time, I'm going to apologize for not covering every little bit of the action here. We've tried to call out each Bulldog score each time they've had it. Hayden Adams again, baseline jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Buffaloes, 20 seconds left. Clay County leading big, 69-27. To 10 seconds left in this one. Clark Range with it. Nice inside move by number 30. Jalen Butler, the senior, adds two. This one goes final. Clay County big winners tonight, 40 points the difference. Bulldogs 69, Buffaloes 29. We're going to play a few ads. Come right back here into the Farm Bureau postgame show on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthRehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Solana, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Solana's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Solana, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lenders, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show from right here in Joe Sims' gym. The Lady Bulldogs now move on to, well, I didn't write it down. Let's see, 15-4 on the night with a huge win, and they're leading District 7A on top of that in the standings. Boys now move on to 14-3 on the year after a 69-29 win here over the Buffaloes. We're going to go ahead and do the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. This one, I'll go ahead and say maybe a little harder for you, Thomas, because I got to wandering a lot during commentary during some of that and made you miss a few points and things, but I think you got the gist of it, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, there, not a whole lot of story to this game, Daniel. I mean, it was 8-5 kind of early in that first quarter. And then Clay County ripped off a 13-0 run. And what I was impressed about, I think I said it at the time, is how sharp they came out. It's hard to get up for a game like this. They knew they were supposed to take care of the Buffaloes, despite what they had done, beating Red Bull and Springs and things of that nature. And, this team, just like ever, Coach Rob Edwards' team, came out, showed who they are, played like they should, no matter the competition. And just put this one away early. They were up 23-8 at the end of the first quarter, 42-11 at the break. Starters saw a little action the beginning of the third quarter, and, just all Clay County.
Well, I think something, because you mentioned it a time or two, the Pickett County game and maybe another one or two along the way, maybe didn't put away that team that they were better than. Now, Pickett County is probably a little better than we wanted to give them credit for, but in that one. But still, we're a superior team. I think that was probably a point of emphasis tonight, and if it was, it really worked because they did what they were supposed to.
Yeah, I think you're right because, that Pickett County game, I think, finished single digits. I think we were up 13-15, but I think pretty sure it was maybe it was a 9-point final or something like that or less.
61-53?
Yeah, so never could really put them away,
Yeah.
Red Bull was the same thing. I think we stretched it out in the fourth quarter, but at times it was a state of 15-point game. You do 66, that with these 53. Teams too many times, it's going to come back to bite you. And you're right, I think Coach Edwards maybe challenged his guys to come out and put this one away, and that's what they did. Go through the scoring here for Clark Range. We saw Ethan Phillips with 3. Jalen Butler had 5. Brenton Swallows, 8. Collier Bush had 3. Lane Bird, the Birdman, as Mr. Gary Clark likes to call him, 5 points. And then Case Cordell, 3. And Chris Beatty had 2 points for Clark Range. For Clay County, this could take a while, Daniel.
A lot
of people on the board. We saw Nolan Adams with 3. Hayden Adams coming in with 2 points. Western Burble had 6. Andrew Smith, 3. Lance Burchett, 2. Nate Adams, 5. Wyatt Browning, 8. John Hamilton, 9. Jimmy Burchett, 4. Bryce Bailey, in his return, we talked about how sharp he was, had 8 points, knocked down 2 three-pointers, just really looked sharp. Did seem kind of tweak that ankle in that third quarter, Daniel, but hopefully it's not too bad. He wasn't really writhing in pain. Once you have one of those injuries, just any weird little movement can re-aggravate it.
Yeah, may just have to brace up and ice up. And he, Coach Watson mentioned it. Sometimes you deal with those the remainder of the season. And, hopefully as soon as Tuesday night at Gordonsville, he'll be back to up speed.
Yeah, Keaton Arnold finished with 6 points tonight, leading the way again. It was Alec Kerr. And I just thought he was I don't know, Daniel. I said it in the last broadcast. Didn't know that he could shoot the ball that well. I shouldn't have never had any doubt, because let me tell you something. He doesn't have any doubt. He pulls up with confidence, elevates to the pinnacle, and just knocks it down. Nothing but net. So everybody sharp for this Clay County Bulldog team. This was a nice tune-up for Gordonsville.
Yeah, you know, just real quick on Alec, we used to always talk about how Tyreek Key and Grant Strong and those guys could do so much while they were in the air. You know, Alec's not in the air as long as some of those guys were, but he's always, we've seen it in football too, he could be parallel to the ground or whatever. He's always in control of his body.
That's
regardless
right.
of what position his body gets in, whether it's at the top of a jump shot or, you know, diving or whatever, he's in full control of everything. And it's hard for me just to walk sometimes without stumbling. But, you know, he can do anything from any position. It's just good stuff. Well, I guess that is the Bulldog wrap-up for tonight. We're not done yet, though. That Bulldog
score 69-29. We probably didn't say that.
We probably didn't. I didn't give it much tonight. Bulldog wrap-up is from Route T Beco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Edwards Homes in Hermitage Springs at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they are simply a better way to build. Stay with us. We're going to come back and announce tonight's TDS Top Performers. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau postgame show after these words from our...
Back here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network Farm Bureau postgame show from Joe Sims Gym. Time now to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's matchups. Huge girls win tonight. Just a beatdown is what Matt Walker and the Lady Dogs put on Lamar Rogers and the Lady Buffaloes, and really enjoyed that. We chose Briley Burchett as the TDS top performer from that contest. Thomas, you called for her a lot during the first half. She only had 2 points in the first half. It's the low-scoring game for both sides. She was getting one-on-ones, and I don't know that, you know, I'm not a coach at all. We may have been trying to get her to her the whole time, but I don't know that we tried to commit to it as much as maybe we should have. Second half, we come out and start exposing that. And she shows that regardless of who's defending her, she can get it done one-on-one and sometimes against the double team, and she did tonight. Not only scoring either, was it?
No, it wasn't. And, you know, Daniel, she's a defending District 7A MVP. That's saying something. And Briley Burch is in her senior year. And Clark Raines didn't have anyone that could guard her, much less Maddie Hayes or Isabella Hale. So, to me, that's how you beat these Lady Buffaloes, and that's what we ended up seeing in that second half. When Clark Raines came out of the 2-3 and went man, we went down low to Briley Burchett.
So that's why we weren't seeing it in the first half, right?
That's true. That's true. There was some zone kind of dictating whatever, play calls or anything like that. But anyway, one-on-one, like I said, nobody can really stop her on this Clark Raines team, and that was evident. And there's so many things in this game with Briley Burchett, I thought, don't get me wrong, she struggled against York.
We all did. All of them did.
Every player on the team did.
Yeah.
She struggled in that game, and I thought it was a big response for her, a big confidence-building night for Briley Burchett here. And then these Lady Dogs are going to need her moving forward. She scored a game-high 16 points, and all but two of those, like you said, came in that second half where Clay County put – Clark Raines away. There's so many other things. You had a battle going on with Maddie Bush all night, one of those cheapy type things where
whoever lost their cool was going to pay for it, and Maddie Bush ended up filing out of this ball game because of it. She was frustrated at the time. Riley Burchett kept her cool. So that worked in her favor. And then we see, like I said before, too, a lot of times when Briley gets it in a post, maybe when she was a sophomore or something, she put her head down, went to the hole no matter what. And now when she sees the double team coming, she finds that girl dropping on the offside block, dumps it to her with a bounce pass or whatever. When she drives the lane and they collapse on her on this side, she does the same thing. So she's seeing the floor and making the right plays is what Briley Burch is doing to help her team.
Well, I think the best players make the other players around them better, and that's what we're seeing from her. How much, you know, how much does her presence help the other post players?
That's,
you know,
right.
How much, like you were mentioning, she draws the attention. Had a nice assist down here in the lane in front of us to Maddie Hayes earlier than that.
Yeah, maybe a couple to Maddie.
Yeah.
That drop, like I say, on the backside block whenever she gets double teamed on the front side. So, I don't know. Briley Burchett, we've watched her entire career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's dominated this league from time to time and basically throughout her career in different ways. And we've seen her expand her game some. Coach Walker talked about that in the interview I had with him. And, you know, first time that he's played a double post, a true double post team. So she's not the only one in the paint anymore. So she's had to adjust her game. We've seen her step out and make a few three-pointers. We've seen her have to guard on the perimeter. So it's all still a little bit of an adjustment for this team, even though they have so many people returning and so much experience. So I think this is a big moment for Briley Burchett here tonight. Don't forget, this wasn't just any normal game. This was Clark Raines. This was Lamar Rogers. This was the Lady Dogs getting the 3-0 in district play.
Yeah.
You know, they're well on their way to winning this district second year in a row because of tonight.
And Clark Raines are 16-4.
Right.
Sound like they're struggling
ranked
this year.
Ranked ahead of them.
Yeah.
Ranked ahead of them in both polls.
Boys action. We went with Big John Hamilton. He's impressed us each and every broadcast this year. I'm satisfied he's going to keep impressing us as we go along. John, you know, some folks come in the door as freshmen, and they're already there. You know, they just improve upon it. John, you know, he's developed. He was good as a freshman, but he has made major improvements in his, just everything, his whole body. He's had a physical body change. You know, he's fully developed there. He's got stronger. He's got quicker. He's got more athletic. He's got more coordinated. And he's not the same guy that walked in the door 4 years ago. He wasn't there yet, and I think he'd be the first to tell you that, but he's there now. And he's a force. You were talking about dominating the district. I think he's going to dominate the district down the block.
Yeah, and we kind of said this in the last broadcast, too, in game. It's not just about his post play, it's about his presence in the lane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see him blocking shots, but the one he doesn't block, he's affecting
mm-hmm.
some way. Because when you come in there and see that big guy, and it's not just about his frame, he's huge, Daniel.
Yeah.
But his arms, I don't know. It looks like he can stand flat-footed and reach the rim, you know. He's just long, and he's using it. Some people are long and tall, and they don't use their wingspan or their width or any of that. John Hamilton's learned how to use his presence in the lane, and it's really affecting the game.
Well, I think the biggest thing that's come to him, I think he has slowed down his brain a little, if that makes sense. He's not in a rush. When he catches the ball, there's no nerves there. He does what he needs to do, and it don't matter what the people around him is doing necessarily. I just think that he's full of confidence right now. I think that physically he's superior to almost everybody he comes up against, and that's giving him the ability to just be calmer out there and take better shots and have better form and do things better. He's playing really good ball.
He is. And one thing, he adds to his game every night out. We saw him take the baseline jumper from long range.
Yeah.
You know, he can make a shot from the short corner. He can make it from the elbow. He can make it from the free throw line besides just playing with his back to the basket and turning and putting it in the hole. So he's becoming a force.
I agree 100%. Tonight's top performers, Briley Burchett and John Hamilton. They were brought to you by TDS Disposal, who serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We will be down in Gordonsville on Tuesday night in Smith County as Clay County takes on the Tigers. Lady Tigers will be there to cover that action. Thomas, final thoughts before we get pull the plug on this one?
No, I just think it was two great performances by two Clay County teams right here. Huge win for the Lady Dogs over the Lady Buffaloes to kind of put themselves in a position, and a good response coming off a big win for Clay County to kind of maintain that level they were at.
Yeah. Everybody better look out, because the black, purple, and gold are on a roll. Well, folks, until Tuesday, for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, Matt Adams, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.